Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match.
The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Chemo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down
Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
This is your Michigan Governor and Grudging host, Lil Tony, connecting Michigan Grudge racers with the rest of the United States and larger Grudge world. Grudge Inc. is the fastest growing Grudge Talk radio show in the nation. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Tony, you're on.
All right, thank you, Cece. Cece, do you by any chance see Meatball in Wait, my wingman?
Who is it you're looking for?
Pardon me?
Who is it that you're looking for?
Meatball. Area code 313, last four numbers 2850.
Okay, he's live.
Ball, what's happening, man? Man, what's going on, Tony? Who was our new host, CeCe?
CeCe.
CeCe, how you doing, CeCe?
I'm nervous as heck, to be honest with you.
What you nervous for?
I'm brand new at this, so you guys are just going to have to bear with me.
Oh, you might have to bear with us.
That's okay. I can do that.
All right. CeCe, I like the sound of that.
Thank
CeCe you. CeCe worked at 41, Meatball. She was at 41?
I am. I'm the gatekeeper.
At 41.
You know how many Grey Gooses ago that was? I can't tell you.
I didn't get any of those.
Well, I will make sure that you get them, Miss CeCe.
Thank you.
All right. Paul, what's going on?
Not a thing, man. Not a thing. Just trying to keep warm.
Oh, man. Shit. Who you telling? I haven't heard from you in a few days.
I mean, do you got an interview for tonight? What we got going on, man? We're going to freestyle. What's the deal?
Man, it sounds like we're gonna. I had an interview lined up. He ain't get back. He has not got back with me. So I guess we're gonna freestyle until he get with me. You say that again? I had an interview lined up with somebody, and he didn't get back with me yet. So, you know, he had a couple things he had to do, but he said he was gonna get back with me, but he didn't. So I guess we're gonna freestyle.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, Lena's coming up, Hattiesburg's coming up. Shit. Now y'all finna go down there and do battle.
You know what? I got a few things I'd like to address.
Well, man, get it off your damn chest.
Man, you know, I was surfing the web, you know, going from, you know, realjink.us, Motown Muscle, and Clocks Off, and, you know, so on and so forth. And, man, I stumbled up on a few videos of some of our Illinois counterparts. And, man, it's a lot of hypocrites out here, man. It's a lot of hypocrites. The main... One question that Gunny Picks kept asking everybody is, do you think Stips are hurting the game? And, man, 3 Lug and Biz and, you know, Donye, they went to crime. Yeah, man, Stips is hurting the game. People with all these Stips, you know, they talk real bad about Stips. But I'm saying, you know, I'm not even going to discuss the South right now. I'm talking about the North. Illinois has got to be the most sickest individuals I ever met in my life. You know, they come over here and run us, and I'd say they can have a 28, we can have a 29. No, you got this. Now, it's a problem when it appears to be we may have some sort of advantage. But now they can have all the advantage in the world and say, man, that's a good race, let's run head up. Or they can have all the advantage in the world and talk about give me the back tie. 3 Lug came on here himself and said his new name for 2013 is Gimme Something. Now, okay, I'm going to use me and 3 Lug, for instance. I got a small block, 29-inch tire, stock suspension on spray, fully dressed car, all interior, all the furniture in it, all steel, everything. Heavy car, 3,000-plus pounds. 3 Lug got a big block car, same size tire, but he's a big block. And 3 Lug, it don't appear to be that he got a lightweight car. So basically, me and 3 Lug sit alike with the exception of the power plants. He's a big block car, I'm a small block car. Now, you would think that he would be willing to do something for me to make that, you know, a fair fight. Man told me I can't get nothing. In fact, all last year, all he argued was, I got to do something for him in order to get a race. But that's okay with him. Now, hold on. He's got Willie bars. I don't have a bar. I done heard him many a times tell guys they got to take the bars off their car. Leon, big tire, full length, Willie, everything that you could have on a race car, that man got on his. Man told me I got to run him head up. He ain't giving me nothing. I don't understand that. I guarantee you, if I came with a car that said just like Leon, Willie bar, back half, big block, spray, you know, all the amenities he got, guarantee you that man wouldn't run me. Guarantee it. Or 3 Lug. But they get on there making videos talking about all these Stips and Biz. We used to go back and forth with Biz all the time. Biz always talking about, it's got to be off the trailer. It's got to be this. You got to have that. Man, come on, man. When a guy go to talk about, no, I run you, but it's got to be off the trailer. See, he looking for wiggle room. You know, he wants something. I ain't going to never tell a guy I want to run him off the trailer. I'm going to tell you, when you ready to race, let's race. So,
well, you know what, Tom? You know, as us in Detroit, you know, you ain't you know, as me being out there and you know, from street racing and all that other stuff to the track, you know, we never used to cry about stiffs. I mean, you had your little fews and twos, but, you know, you never heard nobody say, well, take your willy bar. We ain't never had went through that. You know what I mean? We never went through that.
Let me add to that. You would never hear a guy in Detroit talking all that. You got to be in the lanes by 2:15. You got to do this by this time. You got to have this. You got to have that. You got. Listen, man, in Detroit, we walk over to a guy, let's go. We base it on what we think the man's ET is, not his accessories. I don't care what color your car is. I don't care about your big tire. I don't care about your willy bar. When Big Drag ran his Camaro out, if I think I got a shot down on his ass, I'm going. I don't give a fuck about a chassis car, a big tire. None of that matter. If it take that man too long to turn that light on the other end, down on his ass, I'm going, man. That shouldn't be a factor of the accessories that I got on my car.
You're right. And, you know, like I seen, like first I seen when Johnny Quick, when he ran, I think that was a Barracuda chassis car, Barracuda.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Barracuda gave him the back tie. He went out there, you know what I mean? You know, made the race fair, you know, getting back to, you know, he went out there and tried it. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. But, yeah.
But we never cried about, you know, we never cried about no tire size. Never. Nobody, up here, we really never cried about a engine size.
Hey, man, listen. The easiest place in the world to get a drag race is in the state of Michigan. We don't go through all them steps, man. We don't go to it. Look at the Never Scared camp. All the people that Wayne and Jimbo ran last year. A lot of them cars, in no shape, form, or fashion, on paper, was an even match for them guys. They ran big blocks. They ran big tire cars. I mean, they ran some everything, man. All across the board, they ran them. I'd say about the only fair race that was evenly yoked was when he ran Petey Small Block. Everything else, I mean, man, when you looked at how the two cars set, you're like, man, for real? You know, I was like, there's a couple of times I called Wayne. I said, hey, come on, man, you're on a suicide mission. He said, man, shit, I'm just trying to race. Won't nobody race. I got to do something. And the man right. You know, that's what we got to go through. But them guys get over there, you know, get their 15 minutes of fame and go to beating on their chest about how, you know, yeah, they hate stiffs. Guys kill me with stiffs, all these stiffs. And, man, y'all the stiff kings, man. I'm just saying, man, stop fronting, man. Three Lug, use a broad.
God damn.
Donnie, man, stop it. You chasing stock suspension cars. You got a baby Pro My. Biz, come on, man. You have won your fair share of races. Biz, you're doing good out there. But, I, you know what? I will say this about Biz. Biz has toned that stiffing down. Biz used to be the stiffest motherfucker I've met in my life. But Biz, you know, he went out there and been doing his thing. I guess he got his courage up, and he taking them as they come now. So I can't say nothing about him. But Donnie, Leon, and Three Lug, man, y'all, stop playing, man. Stop it.
You're right. Is CC on? CC?
Yes.
Do you see area code? Is area code 313? Was that 2526 in? Is he on?
For Leon?
So
was it 313?
2526.
You have a CC. You said we got Oz in wait.
You do.
Can you bring him in, please?
I sure will. Oz, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Going good. What's
up? Hey, this is Cadillac Joe.
Cadillac Joe.
Cadillac Joe. I came on the show, that was Wednesday night. I'm ready to go down to Lena, man. I'm leaving out of here tomorrow. I get down there probably I'll probably get there Wednesday night because I'm going to stop off and see some of my people. But, man, I'm ready to go, man. I'm coming down there to get with you boys, man. I'm from Chicago. I ain't studying this, how would you say, all this back tie, flop tie. The game really done changed, man, from the back in the day. You got too many stipulations and everybody trying to get an advantage, man. I just want to race, man. See, I'm from those two. I want to race. If you got a big block, you got a small block, I got a big block, you should have bought you a big block. I'm bought what I want, you bought what you want. Get to the line.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe in grudge racing? Grudge racing is not class racing. Grudge racing, run what you brung and hope you brung enough.
Right, that's it. I'm a grudge racer, man. I'm a grudge racer. Okay. I got something to prove. What I got is what I bought, I thought I can win with, that's what I'm going to try with. Now, if you win the box to a four-cylinder.
Let me ask you this. So if I come up to you, like you say, I look at your car, I go to tell you, man, did it say, give me two and turn me loose, and you got to clear me and take your willy bar off. So I need to go catch up with my crowd because I'm not supposed to be fucking with you if I need all that. Is that how you feel?
Bottom line, that's it, bro. I agree with
that. Okay. All right. I just wanted to clear that out, you know. Because I feel
but
the
see,
same
what
way.
You're saying,
if you got to come to me asking for all that, you don't need to be entertaining the conversation.
You out your class. You trying to – see, you got guys, man – I'm just going to tell you, man, I've been to the track. I see this guy say, man, take off your wheelie bar. I'm trying to get advantage of all this stuff here like that. And, dude, I'm not taking nothing off my car. If we're going to race, we're going to race head up, nice as a nice, motor to motor, whatever. If I feel okay, you say, man, I tell you what, let's run motor to motor. If I feel my motor is stronger than your motor and I'm going to try you without my gun, because I know where my car run without the gun, I know where it run with the gun. Hey, I might say, you know what, man? I'm going to take a chance because I'm a racer. I like to race, man. I ain't got time for all this stipulation, man. You got to be at the track, this and that, because things happen. You know what I'm saying? If you can't get that 115, you lose your lockup and all like this. Man, that's crazy, man. Then you have guys, there's no class in racing, man. There's no class in everybody for doggy dog, man. So, you know, hey, if this is what you want to do, hey, this is the deck that you've been dealt. You deal with it, you roll with it. Like I say, man, I'm a new cat. I got me a car. I'm coming. I'm a prospect right now. But you know what? I'm coming for the king of the hill. If I can get there, because the faster car always don't win. I have seen this.
That's true.
So, you know, I listen to the guys. You know, hey, man, it's a good program, man. You know, but a lot of this stuff is that what I see is too many stipulations. You got to do this because you got to give me the back tie, or I'm gonna run out the back door, man. Whatever, man. But I ain't trying to do all that, man. If you got what you got, I got what I got. If I come to you and I feel I got a chance, I'm gonna try you. I'll bet you. I figure a good race, you know, 2,500. Or five, you know, whatever, you know, a bunch of the guys get together, they put together, like the old days. I remember a grudge race was, a big race was for $500, bro. That was a whole lot of money. And we all had to get up on that. That was fun. There's really no fun racing like it was because we was going street racing. And street racing now, you can't do it because it's too dangerous, man. I'm not finna lose my license in my car.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? You say you're trying to come down there and get some action. What you got? Let's see if we can get you some action. What kind of car you got?
I got a 69 Camaro, back half car. I got 31s on it.
Oh, that sounds like a good race for Leon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now he ain't got to take his willy bars off and – you
know, nah, man, you gotta do all that, man. I'd rather have safe than sorry, man. I don't want nobody getting out of hand and something happened to him because they took this off, man. I don't want that on my conscience, man.
Okay.
But I told him he had to do this, that. I'm a racer, man. But you ain't no Don Padone them or the old cats tell you take this off, take a fan belt off, man. We gonna race. They say come as you are. Let's get it on. The best man up out of there.
Yeah, see, my thing is when you go to talking about, well, you can't have a willy bar, you can't have this. let's go one system to one system because I only got one system and you got two systems. Okay, but I might have two systems spraying 100 in each one of them. You might have one system hitting it with 500. So why would I undress my car?
Exactly.
I'm
grudge
with it. I'm not classless.
What I see, a lot of guys, they try to play, they playing cat and mouse, man. You know, really, it's what it is. You know, everybody trying to play cat, everybody trying to bat mouse, everybody trying to get an advantage. So, hey, man, I cut through the chase. If I feel I can get with you, only thing I got to do is be on my light and be able to get up out that gate. That's it, baby. Got some horses. That's it. And drive. I'm a driver. So, if I lose, I ain't going to be mad at nobody. I don't want to fight nobody. I ain't going to act like I'm one of those people with my foot up, my finger on my butt, and, you know, and say smart stuff. Hey, dog, I ain't by, man. If I lose, hey, man, good race, man. I'm coming back for you. Tell you what, you beat me like this, man, give me something. That's it. Back in the day, if I ran you and the race, it was real tight, I say, man, give me the bus or give me a car and a bus. You know, see, if I can get my money back. You got guys up north here. If you race them and they beat you, they don't even want to give you a race back.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
got a whole bunch of stipulations.
We know, you know what, that sound like the butts camp. Them guys over there, man, if they get your money, you know what they saying is out there? And you actually can get back. No, you got to wear that ass whooping. Ain't no get
back.
Get
away. Right, right. They don't want to get back, man. It's like, who was that? I think this was last year they had a race, man, with one of the guys. And the guy, he, what's this guy? He got a Mustang. He got a blue Mustang. And he raced, I forgot this guy's name he raced, but the guy, he slept. And the Mustang won. So when the Mustang won, he said, hey, man, give me a car and a bus. He said, man, I ain't giving you nothing. You went to sleep. Man, come on, man. Let me get my money back. So dude went back. They ain't give him nothing. The same race it was, they had the bus. He beat him by a car and a half. Man said, can I get something now? Man, we can't give you nothing. Man, come on, man. Come on. You got to give a man a chance to get his money back. Or if you do race him, you got to lock in for two races.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is this.
Hey, you want to lock in something, Playboy?
Ooh.
Say what?
You want to lock something in? They say that I stiff my races. I don't know you. You don't know
me. Hey, wait, hold on, Playboy. I ain't say you.
Not you, not you. No, I'm talking about the internet. They was, yeah, not you, bro. They be saying on the internet.
Okay.
Hold on, baby. That I be stiffing my races. I don't know you. You don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You told me what you got. I can tell you what I got. I got a Mustang with a 28-inch tire, small block. You want me and you can run head up in Lena. How you like that?
Hey, hold on, unknown caller. Yeah, identify yourself. Everybody don't know your voice, man. Identify yourself, man.
My name is Marcus.
I told you about just busting in here, not identifying yourself.
hold on. What do the name you go by, Marcus?
What's
your racing name?
Some people call me Biz.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
some people
man.
Call me Set on Kill. You know, you said you got a. Hold on, baby. You said you got a back half car. I got a stock suspension car. You said you got 31s. I got 28. You said you got a big block. I got a small block. Hello.
Okay. Wait a minute. You talking to me? This Cadillac Joe here, man.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Cadillac.
You talking about me, Cadillac? Cadillac, I'm gonna tell you like this here, Biz, man. I know you, man. I know you from a distance. I seen something raise you too fast. When you out my class.
Okay.
I'm just gonna keep it 100.
I'm
gonna tell you like this here. I know about Set on Kill. I know about the Biz camp. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't studying the Biz camp, but I can't mess with the top dog. I'ma stay in my lane. Now, if you want to lay there and cut that tree on, and when the tree comes down for you, I go off the second bub, and you come get me. We got can lock in for some cash on that. Now, I jam with you with that.
I don't understand that.
What that is, like you doing
real good, you kind of fucked off now. You were doing real good for a minute, Cat.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Let me explain myself. What I'm saying is we get in the lights, okay? We cut the beams on. The first bulb come down, I take off, but you got to wait for the tree to come down.
No, I'll tell you what. They say a tenth is a cop. Tell you what, with your 33s and Willie Bob, I will let you stay with your back tie, and when we go through the traps, I'll put some daylight between my car and your car.
I don't like that. No, I ain't that. I'm a gambler. I take a gamble now.
You want that man to give you a whole tree, man. You're going to be happy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. He really out of my league, but I'll try him if he give me what I want, but I don't want no trouble.
Hold on, Cadillac. Like we just went over that. Were you supposed to tell that man, Biz, I don't want none of that. And we let it go. You just got on here and there for a whole damn tree, man.
But what I'm saying, bro, he might feel he can get me. Hey, you never know. I just asked. I tried. Yeah, I might win. I might lose. I don't know.
I don't understand that.
That's what I'm saying now. He told me what he had. I know the kill. I know Fonz and all them. I know Big Sexy and all them guys, man.
And I see him from afar. You know, hey, Cadillac. You should go ahead and try that dude, man. I'm so tired of Biz thinking he's a bully, man, and thinking he's
but you should try that man.
Hey, man, T-Tone, you need to stop that, man. Hey, Tone, stop that. Hold on. Let me say this to Tone. Tone, you're a very respectable guy, stand-up guy, and you will travel. But, man, let me tell you something, man. Quit saying that, Tone, because people respect your words. And what you say, and you got 100 callers on here listening, and you saying that I'm a bully, they gonna think I'm a bully. I ain't no damn bully.
Stop that, man. Hold on. First of all, you don't even wait for CeCe to bring you in. You bring yourself in. You walk in here. You get all up in this man's face. Talking about get out. What are you trying to do? Man, you a bully, man. Stop all that, man. Leave that man alone. He ain't come here for that. He ain't trying to fight nobody, man.
Hey, man, there you go. Lady A, let me in, man. Stop that.
Hey, Tom, man, he's going to wait till the Beyonce go off halftime. Go off there, he's going to get in.
I sure was watching it, too. Hey, man, you better stop that.
I couldn't watch it. I
cut the TV down and I was watching her, Michelle, and what's that other chick, Kelly. All three of them was on. Tony missed it.
Yeah, dude.
Man, so, you know, like I say, man, look at his beard out my league, but man, like
we
I
good.
Said,
that's fine. We good. We good.
Okay, well, you know what, Cadillac? You're supposed to put a period on it then. After you say, Biz, you're out of my league. Put a period on it.
E-R 222.
Who the hell
was that, Tom?
Huh? I don't know who that was.
Hello?
You hear that, Cadillac?
You can't hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hold on. I look like my main man. Jimbo, you with us?
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh my God.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to talk earlier. I might have had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
What's up, babe? Was you watching Beyonce, too?
Man, I watch some gay-ass football. It's fucking gay. If it ain't got four wheels and make no noise, I don't want to watch it. It's a waste of time.
That's right.
You give a fuck less about that.
You know, you watch NASCAR.
I don't watch NASCAR either.
He watched the X Games.
Hey, I'm going to feel like I'm a NASCAR driver, though, when I'm driving circles around business ass next week.
Damn, we'll make it sooner than later.
Hey, Jimbo, hold on.
Let me tell him. I want to tell him what he told the boys from down south when they come back. Hey, Biz, bring it back. Mm-hmm. Bring it back.
Hey, man, listen, man. Let me set this straight. I didn't ask for no interview. Gunny called me and said he wanted the damn interview. I don't have to be in the lights and the camera and the action. I just be in the background. Let's get that straight. But he asked for an interview.
Hey, I watched eight videos. Everybody else was 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Yours was an hour and 45. I can't tell you don't like the limelight.
What were them videos on?
Every time that man went to try to close it out, you bring up another topic. Oh, yeah, by the way, you know what I'm saying. And, so-and-so, you know what I'm saying. Said,
oh,
hey,
there you go. 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 There you go.
Yeah.
Jimbo, you going to be ready for this, Jimbo?
You know what? Honestly, I don't know because we ain't ran the car yet, so we're going down there not knowing. So I'm still going to talk shit. You know how I am, but hopefully everything works out good for us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out.
Hey, Jimbo, Biz, I don't mean to cut y'all. Let's just Disney, boy.
What? Yeah,
on the Biz show this past Thursday that went by, so Brian came on there, Bad Company, here comes the Boom, came on there and cleared all that bullshit up, man. He said, well, the dog is a damn lie, man.
I don't know. I wasn't down there.
Hey, my thing is this. Where did dog get them names from? Them locals, them people ain't never left the city limits. How did dog get their name? Did that make a lot of sense, too?
Hey, I didn't hear my name in there.
I think he did say that he mentioned the Never Scared camp. So, you know, you fall under that umbrella.
Hey, all I can say is,
my man gone.
Hey, all I'm going to say, Tone, is get Brian on the phone. Let him get on the Detroit show. He told me how he got those names, but I'm not gonna edit on your show.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, I that inside information that you was privy to, I didn't get.
Yeah.
So
right.
It just aroused my curiosity. If he didn't say it, then where did dog get these names from? But you know, I could be wrong. If you're saying that you know something and you didn't sway your decision, then okay, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Like him to do what Crystal's do.
He thinks that he's trying to do it because he wants us to go down there arguing with each other and shit, trying to race. Which, hey, man, I was thinking about it.
Cool.
We probably do look like some damn fools riding all the way down there racing each other.
Hey, you see what she was fit to do?
Hey, Cadillac, you gotta put your phone on mute, baby. We can hear you talking.
Oh, okay, my bad. Hey, I just want to let y'all know, when you leaving, Biz, because I'm leaving tomorrow evening.
I'm not going to leave till Thursday. I'm going to leave Thursday.
You're going to leave Thursday? Okay.
Yeah, so I can get down there Friday and test. So I go up in Randy. Young Money.
Hey.
Young Money.
You going to be Young Money?
Yeah, so I can get some money. Tony told me to bring a bag. If I race Randy, then I have a bag.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to have a little bag so I can help. Put a little something with your bag, and we can come up.
Oh, no
doubt.
We're
going to show them how the North get out.
No doubt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man.
Be coming down there to race.
Hey, Biz, you ain't scared to say that about Young Money?
Nah, man. Nah, I ain't scared. I mean, we both running ghost cars. You know what I'm saying? I never seen their car. They probably seen the video, but I never seen their car go. They never seen my car go. So, I mean, you know. I don't know who anybody can drive a car except Jimbo. So, you know, and I'm driving my car. So, you know. I don't want to drive it.
Yeah, you know what? I like the way you give Jimbo that respect. I like that.
Yeah, what the freak? I mean, hell, I don't want to drive against no pro driver. No, I don't want to drive against no pro driver. Not yet.
I like that. That's good. That
was my only stiff, Tone. That was my only stiff.
Oh, hold on. You heard me say. I said you used to be bad at stiffing, but as of lately, Biz, take them as they come.
Yeah.
Hold on. It looks like we got a Street King on there. Street King, you with us?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Exactly. What's happening?
Been talking records on this phone already.
Hey, Street King, did Randy come with you?
Yeah, he's coming. We're going to work on the car now.
Is he on the line?
Nah, he went somewhere. I don't know. I think he went to go eat. Nappy up here working on the car.
You know,
I might bet 10,000 now. I bet 10. Nappy working on it.
No, a different nappy.
Okay, my bad.
Hey, what you say, boy? That bag about to get real big now. Nappy, what the fuck, my main man, man? King of Coochie. Nobody talk about nappy. Not nappy, good dude. Now, hold on. Is neighbor on the phone? Is he on the line? King of
Nappy.
I don't know. Is Kimo on here yet?
No, lady ain't let me in.
We got two nappies over here. You ain't never met this nappy.
Okay. And what car are you working on? Hello?
Hi.
What car are you working on?
I'm working on mine in the green car. Nappy working on the green car, his car.
Oh, okay.
He just picked it up from field.
Y'all just left the legendary straight shot performance.
Yeah, he did the header. It looked kind of sweet.
Oh, okay. I know Phil put his touch on him.
Yeah, it's like Johnny Williams.
Oh, you know, okay.
Got the little star around it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who did you just say? Hold on, Tom. That's he's talking about Johnny Williams, the man that's in my camp, man. You know Johnny Williams. Hey, man. You got me on here taking
Williams my better stay at home.
Hey, Ball. Huh? I'm over here getting butt naked. I just got aroused when you said that man's name. Where is he at, man?
He's going to car shows now.
Who? The lights went out. What the hell happened?
Somebody about to get fired.
He's going to car shows now.
It was like a terrorist attack. I'm out of here.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, man. With Johnny being Lena?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. Meatball. Hey, Meatball.
Yeah.
Will Johnny Quick be down there?
I don't know.
What a lie. Tell the truth. Speak your mind.
Street Jimbo. Latone. We Detroit. Why y'all ganging up on me?
No, I wasn't ganging up. I was asking.
I know you, Jimbo. I know you. You want to know if he's going to be? I don't know. Street told me to speak my mind. I don't know, Street.
I heard that he was. Okay. That's all I was asking.
Oh, Johnny Williams. Latone, I know you want that man. I don't know. I don't think the man gonna be in Lena. Man, that man told me he wanted me. I don't appreciate him standing me up. You know, gonna tell me gonna take me out to dinner and don't never show. I don't appreciate that.
Can you tell the world what was the first word that man said?
You know,
to
that's
you?
Right. I'm gonna catch him. Somehow, some way, you gonna talk him into doing it. Tell him, come on. He can run, but he can't hide. Yes, sir. Wait a minute. And who is this? We got Logic and Sonya waiting. Cece, can you bring those in for me?
It's actually Donye, and you've got Roderick, and then there's a 313-0778. Can
okay.
I bring them all in?
Please.
Okay. Okay, everyone, your mics are open.
Donye, what's happening?
Nah, you're on here talking jazzy, Tony.
hey,
here. I'm stating facts, man.
What's the fact you state?
You say what?
Well, what's the facts? Let me hear.
The facts is, when I saw your video, you were saying that you don't like people with all these stiffs. And you made a comment that anybody with a back half car, you know, you said, I tried some people with back half cars, but they can't have this, they can't have that. You say, but anybody with stock suspension, they can go.
You didn't see that.
I mean,
you didn't hear that. You better go look at it again.
Okay, well, I go make
I didn't say
I'm going to
try.
Tell me what
said, I
heard.
I said back half, stock suspension, 28, 29.
You said
that's what I said. I didn't say some. I said back half. Stock suspension, 28, 29.
You saying you were going to blind with anybody with a back half car.
That ain't what I said, man. That ain't what I said. Man, I don't know what you was looking at, man. What was you looking at?
I'm trying to get clear. You saying you will run any back half car. Is that what you're saying?
That ain't what I said, man.
Okay,
I'm
asking you. I'm trying to get clarification. What are you saying? What are you saying about a back half car?
A back half nitrous grudge car, yes. On 29s with no willy bars, yes.
You were running?
Yeah.
You don't even need to sing.
Who is it, man? You got somebody you want to lock me in with?
No, sir. No, sir. I do not. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just trying to see, you know, where you stand with this thing.
If it's a back half on 29s, nitrous car, they can get down.
Okay. Danya, you better say with no wheelie bars.
Yeah, with no bars.
There you
29s,
go.
No bars. That's how I'm coming this year.
Oh.
You know what, Tom? Okay. I mean, I want to, you know, when we this BS. When we go down south, I wonder how we're going to do this when we say back half. Because, they, you know, even like stock suspension, they got so many damn different definitions of a back half car. Because some of them, when we went to Florida, some of them cars down there, man, not back half cars.
And that's the same thing I said. I think I said that in the video.
Yeah.
When you're covering, they got a whole different idea of what back half is and what full chassis is. Full chassis, back, man, some of them cars they call back half look like full chassis cars.
Yeah. I mean, they may have like 1 foot of frame rail in the front. I mean, dude, they may have 1 foot of frame rail in the front, man. You know,
yeah.
And the rest of it is square tube or tube, you know, and I mean, you know, it's like a damn two-time three-quarter car. You know, I mean, come on, man, you know, I mean, that stuff won't be back half, man. But, I mean,
So hold on, Biz, let me ask you this. If a guy pull up with a car, let's say exactly how your Mustang sit, but from his firewall forward, that's all round two. Now, what you going to call his car? What do you call his car?
Round two? That's like
from the firewall forward. Now he is a stock suspension. From the firewall back, he got the exact same car as
Mark. That's stock suspension. That's stock suspension.
If his strut towers are cut out,
yeah.
That's two chassis. If he's got the stock strut towers in there still, like most people do, they cut them from the strut tower forward.
You're right.
And that's considered
right.
Stock.
That's how my green
but
car.
If they
works.
Got all that shit, if they got all that shit cut out of there and it's all two, that's a damn chassis car. Same thing.
Even if the back of it is stock suspension, Jimbo.
What's that?
That's like an extreme car. If it's stock suspension in the rear, and tube chassis in the front, they still consider that damn that stock suspension.
But if it don't have stock mounting points, you know what I'm saying?
In the front,
stock.
Right?
In the front. If you class race and you cut your front end off your car and tube it off. If you don't have a stock strut tower, stock mounting point, then you know what I'm saying? They're not going to let you run in them classes.
Yeah, well, we grudge.
But Jimbo, we saying by grudge race standards, when a guy lay on the ground and look up under the back of it, and he got...
You know what?
It's grudge race.
Just like you said, most people, everybody will find an excuse. Everybody's got something different, and everybody's got something better than... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Biz might have something better than I got. I might have something better than Biz got. Everybody's gonna find an excuse. If you think you can race, if you think you can beat them, race them. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? If they don't want to give you what you want, don't race. I mean, it's like
honestly, Tony, that's why all the stiffing done came in because people done technology and internet done started all this stipping, man, because technology, you
right,
can
right.
do so much with these damn cars, man, and you just label them back half. God damn, man, like the Beast. I don't want to put the cars in. Come on, man, ain't no freaking, or the damn Shadow. Them ain't no regular freaking back half cars, man.
Right.
Come
right.
on, man.
I do believe that there's got to be some standards or some steps, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you ain't going to go out there and race your car against no chassis turbo car, you know?
No.
There's got to be limited some shit, tire size or something, just like how we are now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll race pretty much any car. If it's stock suspension, no wheelie bars on a 28 or a 29, I don't give a fuck what if he's got three turbo or, you know what I'm saying, what motor's in it, because you got to put the power down and get the car to leave like that and work like that.
Right.
You're going to use so much power.
And Tony, when you say that people don't, one reason you run off the trailer, because if you don't know the car, you haven't seen the car go, you got to make some type of stipulations. If I know your car, seen your car 1,000 times, then do test till you can't test no more. But if you don't have a visual time
hold
on the car,
it,
yeah,
hold
you
it.
Don't know
not
the car,
true.
Go ahead.
Not true.
Okay. Okay.
When me and you ran at Milan, you kept hollering off the trailer. You want to go
right.
off the trailer.
Right. How many times have I seen Sub-Zero make a pass? I haven't. I never
man,
seen Sub-Zero go down the track. Go ahead.
You ain't never seen that man's car. Is that
never.
What you're implying? You ain't never seen Kimo's car that day we raced.
No, I have not. Tell me when have
please
I seen.
Stop it.
Hey, Tony. I ain't seen Sub-Zero go down the track but one time. and that was so long ago. That was when we was in Ohio.
I didn't go to Ohio.
And
I didn't make that shakedown.
I ain't never seen him go back down make a full pass since then.
Okay, well, that's on the same view. We ain't never seen you make a full pass. But that. What?
Man, I come up to Milan all the time and make full hits.
We ain't going to say. Run off the trailer. We want you to be at your best, man.
Well, I'm gambling, Tony.
But that was a gamble. That's something different. That's just like we talking about. He is talking about like if he get a guy down south in a car he ain't never seen before.
Right.
He don't even
right.
know.
Right.
But I'm just saying, it's like when I'm like that.
That's like when I locked in butt naked, Tone. I never seen that man car. So he put the stipulation in being in staging lanes by 3 o'clock. You know, I come down there, I knew we had a big block. I come down there, man, the man got a freaking gorilla. He got a gorilla up under there. You know? But he hadn't made a shakedown. He got there late.
I mean,
he didn't get a chance to shake. Go ahead.
Didn't you say you knew he had a big block?
I knew all big blocks are not created equal. Come on, dude. I didn't know he had that. If I'm not trying to talk about the man, but if you listen to the man talk, you wouldn't think he had that.
Hey man, I was there. He kinda did that to himself though.
He waited
till 3 o'clock to come in the lane talking about he finna shake down.
Yeah.
Man, hold on. It's time to race. It ain't shakedown time.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Butt naked.
Naked.
I hadn't seen Sub-Zero go down the track, man. So I got to try to put some type of protection on this cast. Hey, man, let's run off the trailer. And it went to your advantage. Y'all won.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I'm coming to your own track.
That was back in the Pandy days. Yeah. So Don, yeah, you gonna be ready for Lena?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. All I gotta do is push it in the trailer.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Hey man, can y'all get Crazy Horse
yeah.
on the line? Can y'all get him on y'all line?
Yes, sir.
Lil Tony.
Yeah.
Well, this chef in town. What's up?
What's happening, man? Hey,
what's
hey,
up,
hey,
long time talk to
this,
you.
This is the other Nappy.
The original one.
And Nap, so what you got going on over there, man? We hear about Okay, what you got over there? So we might get you some action. What you working with?
I got a small block Mustang, that's all. With one kit.
Small block Mustang on spray?
Yeah.
What kind of heads
what
on
size?
It?
Huh?
What kind of heads on it?
Yeah, I'm dumb at that, man. I don't even know.
Hey, Joe. What size tire you got on the car?
28.
A 28?
Dr. Spencer.
Hey, ain't that the one I'm locked in with, Tom?
Huh?
I don't know.
Busy.
Is it green? Yeah, that's the one I'm locked in, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Okay. Old man to old man. Let's do a flag.
Hell no. I don't want no flag.
Were you scared?
Yeah. I'm gonna light them bulbs up.
You like? Okay. Okay.
Hey,
now
Biz, you scared of going old school? Oh, it's gonna be a pro tree, Joe. He ain't gonna run off an enforcement tree.
Sure ain't.
Okay. Okay.
Biz might not even know what a sportsman tree look like, man, for real.
You got that right. I wouldn't know when to hit the trans brake. might burn my damn self down. No, we're going to go off that. We're going to go off that.
Okay, that should be a good race, then.
I don't think it's going to be a race.
It ain't going to be a
damn.
Race. I don't think so.
Hey, Joe, I done heard rumor that you driving. Is any validity to that?
Hell yeah, I'm back.
How old are you?
It don't mean nothing, my brother.
How old are you?
Huh? 45.
Oh, okay.
I'm a young buck.
Oh, yeah, we're about the same age. I ain't gonna do nothing for you. If you was old like Willie Dog, I might have did something for you. You was old and I would do something for you.
No, see, after I dragged your ass, you won't think twice.
Okay. Hey Tony, they bring that boo down to Lena that's from up there in Detroit, the black one. The one that was in Pink's. Is he still coming?
He don't have that car no more.
Oh, he stole the car.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He got a big tire car now.
What he got?
It's a Mazda.
Is he bringing it to Lena?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Is it a back half or a chassis car?
That I don't really know. I think it's a back half car.
Hey,
Donnie, I saw it on the video.
Can we get him on the line?
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
What you need from Gadget?
From Gadget?
Yeah.
Head up action.
What you need for Moneymaker?
I got to see Moneymaker. Okay. I ain't going to blind with money. But while we on this show, I know the word gonna get around. We can go ahead and lock Rambo in too.
Oh, you wanna lock Rambo in head up?
Yeah, head up Pro Tree 8 Mile.
How you sit?
3 on 1500, 29 no woolly bars.
Ooh, Rambo.
I like that.
Ooh, I like that.
I know you're gonna get word.
Can you get Tony Bynes on the line for us?
Hold on, Tone. One second.
And it looked like we got Terry from No Limit on here. Terry, you with us?
Hey, Daniel,
you know don't nobody call out prime time, right?
Oh,
you know
well.
Right.
Well.
Hey, who that?
I ain't nobody.
Prime time, man. Double O, what's happening? What's up, man?
What's the deal?
I don't know. What's really going on?
Cow.
Glory Lord. You say what, Double O? What's going on, man? What y'all doing over here? Shit, we trying to get that way, baby. Hey, we waiting, man. Who that over here want to run
run something out of prime time camp, man. Who's that on the phone?
Man, hey, man, please get that man on the phone, man. We
Boss
Bynes,
your mic. Hey, Boss Bynes, your mic open, Boss Bynes.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening, Tony?
Hold on. Hey, Biz. Don't you never refer to nobody as boss on my show, man. Call that man Anthony, man. Hey, Anthony, we have somebody on the phone looking for you, man. That man ain't nothing, man. Hey, Anthony, we got Don Yay, man. We got somebody trying to lock you in, man. Well, I'm not bringing Rambo to Tuesday, but I'm bringing Money Maker down there. Oh, you ain't bringing Rambo? No, I ain't got the buzz out of yet. Oh, okay, okay.
Well, I can't go on the blind with that. I got to see Money Maker. That's Chappie.
You ain't seen Rambo yet. So
I know you didn't back after it or Chassie did. You know, I seen a video of it.
So you don't see both cars. So what's the excuse about not seeing the cars?
No. Well, I seen what I wanted to see with Rambo. I ain't really seen Money Maker.
You ain't laid eyes on Rambo in your life, man. Don't do that.
Man, look, I just told you what I seen. I seen a video. Well, and the video that I saw, actually, the car was standing up on two wheels, headed
right
towards the wall. Yeah,
I
think he wrecked it that day. That's the only thing I seen.
Yeah, I want to run into you because I ain't got it straightened out yet.
Okay. Ain't no problem. Then we're going to have to work that out when I get down there with Money Maker then.
That's some kind of way I had a buzz out of Rambo by then. I'll try to do something. 29 is nowhere to buzz right now. Also, I can do a little more. I need no test passes on it.
Okay. Is it now, just for the record, is that a chassis car?
7-Up is a chassis car. Loretta Radler is a chassis car. Moneymaker is a chassis car.
Man, come on, Rambo's
a chassis car. So let's get all this out. Don't nobody ask me about no chassis car tomorrow. I'm saying it on the radio show tonight.
Okay. I ain't going to even ask you that question.
Okay, that's right. Everybody know. 7-Up is a chassis car. Bam Bam's a chassis car. Rambo's a chassis car. Moneymaker's a chassis car. Little Red Riding Hood, Will Made is a chassis truck. So now you know what you got to do.
Okay.
For the record, that's coming out my mouth. They ain't coming out nobody else's mouth. J-Bar, my mouth's coming out my mouth. So we ain't got to even bring that up no more.
Okay.
I mean, SMO was a chassis car when I came up to Indiana last year. So we ain't got to even bring that question up no more. You know the car, you want to race it. You don't. I'm going to race regardless.
Okay. You're right. Well, but the car I'm looking to engage, you ain't going to have it there. So maybe.
Okay. Maybe. That's right. Maybe if I could test Jackson Thursday night, after I do what I got to do this week, if I test Thursday night, if it goes straight, I ain't talking like it was, last night going off wall to wall. I said, go straight, and I'll bring it down in Mississippi.
Okay. Well, we did. That's dead then. Hey, what about old Crazy Horse? Biz, can you get him? Can you get him, Tony?
Hey, Donnie.
Hold on. What happened to the Mazda? They got him up in Detroit.
We got him.
Wait, okay.
Melvin, you on there?
Melvin. Man, what do you do? Run in the bushes?
What's happening? Hey. Hello.
Melvin.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's happening, man? It's Donya. You bringing that Catalina?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there, man.
The Mazda, is it a full chassis car or is it a back half car?
Well, it's kind of in between the two. It's back half.
God damn, here we go. It's in between. What the hell is in between?
Well, I mean, you know, I got control lines and shit like that on the front of it. You know, upper and lower control lines, like a factory control line. So.
You got big tires on or little tires?
Yeah, you got a 31-inch tire on it.
You got 31. You got bars or no bars?
I got woolly bars on it.
You take them off?
No, I ain't gonna take from none of it. You know, it's my first time out with it, man. I'm just getting used to it and everything like that. So, you know, I'm coming to do a little testing and if everything work out right, you know.
You want to lock something in for Lena?
Well, you know, I, you know what? When I get there, you know, I can't just say, yeah, I want to lock you in because I got to do my testing. If my testing ain't right, it don't make sense to me to just say, yeah, I want to lock you in just because, you know, I'm on the airline just talking garbage or whatever. But if my testers and stuff go down good, when I get there, man, we can go down through that. I ain't got a problem with it. You know, we make a reasonable bet.
Okay.
I ain't going to be broken, nothing like that. We'll see what happens, you know.
What day you getting down now?
I'm gonna get there on Friday.
Okay.
I'm going to be there on Friday because I can, you know, try to get my hits and everything in on Friday and get everything adjusted like I wanted on Friday. Then Saturday morning come, man, I'm going around the pits, man. We just go race. You know, I want to race some of the guys out of the South. I don't know who I want to race or whatever, but I'm going to just go around the pits and mingle and race. And, you know, we be there. Hey, we're going to just go down through there.
Hey,
you
get that thing figured out, you come see me first, man.
No problem. I ain't got no problem with that. I know you. It's just like the other guys that I got the races done. You know what I'm saying? I got to run them, too. So it's just like, hey, if I run you and I can do what I got to do, then I know I can cover the rest of them. So I got to start somewhere.
They said Wayne's
well,
coming
down
there.
Well, y'all up north don't need to be trying to run each other when y'all come down here. Y'all need to, if you got 31s on your car, you need to try to run Moneymaker. Y'all can run each other anytime. Y'all supposed to church up together and come down here. When you talk about running each other, y'all got way enough races. Y'all come down here once a year.
Yes. Hey,
you
man. Hey Tony, sometimes you got to be an outlaw, man.
Well, I'm talking about this guy, you know, he got 31s, he got, you know, I don't know what kind of car he got, but I'll lock him in, I don't know what he got, but shoot, I'm trying to engage.
Well, like I say, after I get there, make me a few shakes, and I see my slip, and it's like I want it to be, and then, you know, I go from there, you know what I'm saying, I'll be looking for somebody that's sitting like me, I'm not, you know, looking to run somebody else's stock position and all that other type of stuff, you know, I'm coming in the house to race.
Oh, I ain't know you just had got the car. I just got it.
Hey, Tony, you bringing a black Mustang without a wing?
Black Mustang without a wing? No, I ain't got no black Mustang.
Okay, you had it on the video when you had the video that you and Dog.
Yeah, I ain't gonna have it. No, it ain't gonna be ready for enough time enough to be down there.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, did you get that car back from that guy, the Mustang?
Did I get the what now?
That Mustang back from the guy, the one he won. Oh, he's still selling that car?
Yeah, I bought it back from him.
Oh, you bought it back?
Yeah, he wanted the cash instead of the car, so I bought it back.
Okay. What you doing with that car? It's for sale?
All right, hey, boys, I'm going back on mute, man. I'm just listening to the show. Good show, too.
Thanks,
all
right.
Man.
Yeah,
hold on. We got Leon in the house. Leon, what's happening?
What's happening, man?
Leon.
What's the deal?
Sitting there watching the game, man. Listening to you guys talk, waiting on race day.
Yeah.
I'm officially on the ground. I ain't doing push up no more. I'm officially on the ground.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, for those of us that don't know, could you clarify what you mean when you say you officially on the ground?
It ain't on jack stands no more. I got all four wheels and tires on the ground.
Well, when you going to push it in the trailer, man?
Tuesday night.
Yeah. Okay.
Tuesday night is going in the trailer. Wednesday night, I'm on my way.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, the last weather report I looked at, it says 70 degrees down there Saturday.
Yeah.
That's optimum race weather.
Yeah.
That's
whoop ass weather.
Hey, look,
right.
Yeah.
You ready, man? It's 007. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, what time is we scheduled to run? Just once you get your passes in?
Yeah, I didn't know we had a time. First of all, 007, I'm going to be 100 with you. I didn't know we was racing. I heard through the grapevine that Chemo locked me in with you, which, you know, so it is what it is. I don't know what y'all stipulated.
Yeah, I think it was a 4-6.
Well, 007, is it for Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
That was a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So you got to run 3 Lug and Tony Saturday, right?
Right. Well, 3 Lug could be, you know, we had Sandy put in for Sunday, but he had said he wanted to, you know, because I didn't know if y'all were going to come when the original got kicked off. So he said we'll just go ahead and run it Sunday.
Y'all gonna run Saturday.
Okay, got both of them races for Saturday. Okay, I just wanna know.
Right.
I just wanna know what time to call the funeral home.
That's a good one, Tony. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I just trying to see, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think y'all had no time. Y'all didn't put no time on the races that I know. I don't think y'all put no time on the races. Y'all just, everybody kept hollering they go to the race before dark. Only time I know me and Beers got a time. Got to be in the stadium lane by 4, before 4.
Yeah, I mean, the funeral was at 7. I wanted to do them back-to-back because while the funeral home was there, I wanted to go ahead and pick up both of the bodies. I didn't need them leaving and then having to come back. Just come get both bodies while they're there, man.
I know Three Love, it don't matter what time y'all race, he gonna be ready to race, that's all I know.
Yeah, I gonna do Tony at 6 and Three Love at 7. Three Love at 6:15, you know what I'm saying? That'll take about 15 minutes between rounds.
Yeah.
We got some more fishes out there we're trying to catch too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
You got Crazy Horse? Can you get him?
I ain't got Crazy Horse number, but he's crying about the race that he got locked in with Tony. You know.
Oh, okay.
He's crying about that race. So.
Who's Crazy Horse?
The one you locked in with Moneymaker.
Crazy horse.
The black Mustang. You got
the white Mustang.
Yeah,
call him White Cracker too. White Cracker.
Okay,
crazy
that's
horse.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah. I'm locked in around him. Yeah, Moneymaker.
Yeah.
That gonna be that really gonna be pitiful right there. really gonna be pitiful.
Hey, Beaver.
Yo.
The 007. What package that you had offered me?
What I offered you is off the table because you killed it. You said all you want is the back tire. You got it. Lock in.
No, you told me you're gonna give me one and one in the clear.
I did say that. You said you didn't want it. You said all you want is the back tire. You said let you take care of Tony and Three Love and all you want is the back tire. We can lock that in now. If you break, you don't owe me a dime. Yes.
I don't need me getting out in front of that supercharger like that, but you know what? If everything go like plan,
mm-hmm.
You know, I told you I was going to come see you while you were down here. Dude.
Yes, you did. You did say that. Yes, you did.
All right. I ain't gonna put the bug in front of the horse. I'm just going to wait.
But all I'm saying is if you break, you don't owe me a dime.
Hey, Ben, when I get through testing with Lil Tony and Three Love, man, I swear I'm going to come up. When they say, Ben, who you running next?
Hold on. Go ahead, 007.
Once we go, let's get the bodies away with Three Love and Lil Tony. They said, Ben, who your next rating?
I got Wayne and Jimbo at 2 or 6. I got Leon at 4. Lil Tony gonna play the funk out, so that's about it.
Talk to me like that, man.
No, I told you that $500 you're going to give me, I'm giving it straight to the wife and she go get her coach purse or Gucci purse. Gucci, one of them other. You can actually go. I know they got a downtown Detroit, so you can go on downtown Detroit and pick me up one of them Gucci purses and just bring that. I just take that for make sure they want them knockoff. Make sure Kwame Kilpatrick or whatever Kwame ain't selling things.
Say Uchi on it.
Yeah, don't give me the Uchi. Jewy Vuitton.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Okay. Why you would think I'm gonna give you some money, man? Hey, Latona, do you want to go ahead and pay? You don't call it punk out. You want to go ahead and pay the lockup now?
Okay.
Pay it for what? What I'm
okay.
paying for? First of all, like I said, since we're gonna set the record straight, I don't know if you're dying. You know,
Kimo
locked the race.
Well,
I'm just trying to say you're a little embarrassment. That's all. I'm sorry. The embarrassment is going to be on you. When I heard that he locked it in, I said, well, you know, I wasn't prepared to run the man right now, but since you done locked it in, I ain't got no choice. I got to go. So it is what it is. But by no means are you a threat, man.
Oh, okay.
So don't come on here wolfing like you a gorilla and you really a chimpanzee.
Hey, check my record for the year.
You ain't nothing, man. You ain't
okay.
nothing.
I tell you what, anybody out there got a better record than the little STN truck for the year? Hit the one button.
Well, I tell you what. No, I tell you what. Since you so tough, put the belt up on me and you run in. Yeah.
Now you sound like crew chief. You know, crew chief got on the phone last week and bumped his gum about he want to run a little red riding hood. I done sent her back down there in Florida. She can get down there in Florida. He paid the punk out. They paid the punk out this past week.
Okay.
My baby got more miles on running up and down the road than goddamn Greyhound do, man.
Are you willing to put the belt up when me and you run, man? You avoided that question like a plague.
Are you willing to put your belt on, man? Man, look here. You can't get
Look
on
ain't got no truck, Ken. They got to put a truck. It's like that's a S10 truck.
No. If I whoop him, I don't get the belt. He lose the belt. I can't get the belt. I can only take the belt from him.
Now, is he willing
to put the belt up?
Yeah, we'll put the belt up. You're going to put $500 extra in the box. Sure will.
All that money. I'm going to see you bullshit. All that money, boy.
So,
all you got to do, put $500 against the belt. We're going to take off.
You say,
all that goddamn money. I think you're playing, see.
You say if I put up extra $500, he'll put up the belt?
Yes, sir. Your Camaro gets the red truck.
That.
And then when you
that. Bring the motherfucking belt, I like that.
So it's locked in for that. Going to be nothing like we took the belt to Florida. He said he wanted to run for the belt. Then got time for them to put the money up against the belt. They didn't want to do it.
You say what?
Don't be like crew chief now. We took the belt way to Florida.
Man, hey,
to run them for the belt.
Bring the belt, man. Bring the belt.
All right.
Okay. Don't go to Hollywood, undress
man.
Your truck and all this.
Hey, man, listen, man. I don't know what y'all locked in, but it's locked in, man. I'm going to put up the extra $500, and you put the belt up, man.
Hey, Double 7, it's supposed to run Saturday. The Kimo locked in to run Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
What time? We got to need to run before it get dark, you know, before it get kind of, you
know,
tight.
Yeah, I mean, it was before. We'll be running a total before 6 o'clock.
Okay, all right, good. That's good weather then. Somebody had no excuse about bringing on tires, loops, and all that stuff. 6 o'clock, got to be on the pulling in the lights. No problem.
Pull your ass in, Latona.
You say what?
By 6 o'clock, pull your ass in.
Okay, if that's what y'all stipulated, then that's what it'll be. Like I said, I haven't talked to Kimo. I don't know what it is. I haven't even heard this from Kimo that I was locked in. I heard it from other people. But if he locked
it
in,
it was on the show.
Okay. If you locked it in, it's locked in. Y'all bring that belt. I'm gonna bring that at your $500.
Okay.
There it is. I can't do better than that. Well, Ken, ain't Chris at his show putting up another S10 belt too?
The national belt. We're running for the national belt up there.
In Lena or Hasburg?
And Lena.
Okay.
They got a national S10 belt?
Yeah.
Now, who got that?
No, this is a new belt. They just
oh,
came
okay.
up for
okay.
the show.
Okay.
Hey, Kimo, hey, Latona. Yeah. Man, I love that belt like I love these twins that's here at the house looking at this football game. You think you're going to come to my hometown and try to take one of these kids away from me? Boy, you better be cocked and ready.
Hey, man, listen, man, it sounds like you're trying to talk me out of something, man. I'm not trying to hear that. Bring me my motherfucking belt, man.
Hey, and you know, Kimo was laughing about because I told him that we locked up 315 or better. Guess what? Forget the 300. Keep that 1500 going on up. I like you trying to hit the lotto while you're down here with the belt.
Hold on, say what now?
Act like you're trying to hit the lotto while you're down here.
You say act like I'm trying to hit the lotto when I'm down
here. They act like you're trying to hit the lotto. Bet much as you want to bet.
Okay, I mean, that's you know. You the one, I remember when me and you was talking, you the one had a throttle stop on it. I told you, okay, that was fine. If you want to go further, we can go further. You ain't nothing, man. I'm not scared of y'all. I don't give a fuck about that truck, man. Bring that motherfucking belt and bring what you can afford to lose and get your ass down.
Hey, we'll run Sunday, too. You want to lock it in?
Man, did it fish. After Saturday, you ain't going to have nothing else since you talking stuff.
I mean, hey, man, you ain't even shut up, dude.
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
Hey, double up. I see you had you ate one of them old tough tablets today. You got real cocky now. I know a few weeks ago you was a straight up motherfucking coward, a straight up broad. Now all of a sudden you tough.
I told you, Tony, I wasn't going to say nothing until the week before the race. Everybody on the phone, then go back and wind the tape back. I said, I wasn't going to talk no trash a week before
hey,
the
Tony.
Race.
Hey, Tony. Three Lugs, open this mic up. What is Three Lugs? What's the number? What's Three Lugs? Yeah, CC. Hold on, let me look his number up. Can you bring Three Lugs in, CC? Yes, CC. What's happening? What's the deal, baby? You got it, baby. I heard something about that belt they put up to run you. I want that belt too. Let me get him first. Damn. I'll put that $500 up.
Three Lugs.
What
happened? Oh, we're going to go do our race by 4 o'clock, can't we?
Hey, man, I don't care when we race, man.
Okay, now we're officially locking in. We're officially locking in. Three Lugs. We already locked in, but we're officially locking in a time. ST instructed. Three Lugs got to put in the tree the night before 4 o'clock.
And I want to run for that belt. I'm putting this $500 for that belt before y'all run lift on it. I want that belt.
That's a bet. $500 to get that belt at any time you get ready.
So boy, I go to extra $500 getting that belt?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so little Tony, you dead. Come get that belt.
Hey, Three Law, we don't care. Hey, Three Law.
What
happened? We don't care nothing about the belt. We just want to spank your ass, buddy.
Hey, man, I got your obituary already written up. I'm paying that obituary on the night at the track for you.
Well, get
Three Love, do you agree with 4 o'clock?
Who is this I'm talking to, first of all?
That's Tony, man.
I'm not grinning no time. Hell no. When I get ready, I'll be ready.
They don't be there all night, man. Racing, man.
I ain't got nothing.
If you ready,
hey, man.
If
I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
When I get ready,
I'll be ready, man.
Oh, man. God damn, man.
Man,
God.
We'll race him Sunday then, Tony. We ain't going to worry about him. Shit. We'll
we locked in for Saturday. When I get ready, I get ready, man.
What time you think you going to be ready?
I don't know.
I might be ready for 4 o'clock. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
We ain't got to have you go try to go and get the bishop to pray over you when you get out of here, man.
Evidently, I hope you is ready, because I hope you don't come down here testing and come out winning. We done did our testing. You just now started trying to test and come out.
You know we got snow up here, man. Ain't got nothing but snow up here right now. We can't do nothing.
I understand that too. Now don't get me wrong, I understand that. But he just talking like he ready. Want to put the bill up and all that stuff.
My car is ready.
Well, we
just need to shake my car down. I tell you what to do. Listen to me. Hey, Tony, listen to me. I want you to shake my car down. Put Ken in his own car. I want you to shake my car down. I can scratch the track and beat the fuck out of Ken.
Hey, sir. Don't try to get me fired. Jaws are two skates down here anyway.
But don't tell me I can't shake my car down then.
You know, Trump's a little zero up here.
But I got to shake my car down. If you want me to shake it down, tell Ken to have his own truck. I'll fuck him up.
Ain't nothing wrong with shaking down around 1 o'clock. You shake down at 1 o'clock, I'll still be ready for my phone, man.
What if I don't get a chance to get a shakedown to 2:30 or 3 o'clock?
All grudge races got top priority. Chris already said that. Any grudge races got a race locked in, you can make a pass, come right back straight to the start line.
Well, shit, that's going to be every damn body, though. That's going to be everybody.
The track open at 9 o'clock, though.
Gates open at
9. Yeah, it's a lot of girls going to be there, but ain't a lot of them got locked in the races. You can come in there and get tested. Many times you get ready for 4 o'clock.
Tony, the man is coming to Mississippi Wednesday, man. Shit, he's going to be there testing
Friday.
Hey, man, I might be in Mississippi already. How you know when I'm coming? I might be there already.
Hey, we ain't worried about it. As long as you be at that track, that's all we worried about.
Hey, man, I beat you to your own track, man. What the hell wrong with you?
Hey, all I got to do is just come down on low. I bet that you all the time.
I tell you what we do then, Ken. Don't nobody shake down, Sandy. You get your ass in there. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to let your ass up through the 1320.
They go trying to pick my job again, Ken. Tony, you still can have your job, but I'm gonna fuck him up then.
I'm still gonna lock and run you head up. I'm gonna get Ken to break. I'm still gonna run you head up. You ain't shit.
Ain't free long. You fine.
You just gonna sit down for once for like it gonna take 10 seconds to get down that track. I'm gonna blow his ass out.
You know,
get him around and make track, blow your ass out.
Ken, huh? It's Tony. I'm trying to bet you a little side $20 that man ain't gonna put that $5 up against that bill.
Who ain't? You told him
to put up $500. Where you get a $1,000 from?
He ain't gonna do it. He can talk now, but he ain't gonna do it.
Hey, man. Once he walks one ass, that's gonna pay off.
Hold on. Tony, I thought you told that man he had to put up $500. Where you get a $1,000 from?
He did say that.
Huh? Yeah, he can put $5 up. That's what he said, yeah.
He said
no, I thought you said he had, you said 500.
500.
That's what I said, 500. That's what I said, 500. I ain't said no $1,000.
No. It's that country accent, man. Y'all got to listen clearly, man.
You know, he said the southern draw. I thought he said five. I'm sorry.
No,
that's
a southern draw. Okay. I mean, it'd be crazy to put $1,000 against a bill. I don't know, we ain't had the man do that. Well, first, Ken, this is how it's going to be. If D-Lord run you at 4 o'clock, and after we beat him, Lil Tony going to pay the lockout. So that's how Saturday's going to end. Now, what happens if y'all run Tony first?
If y'all run the Camaro first, then what D-Lord going to do?
Man, the run high. He'll come over that biz about 2 o'clock that morning, tell me he's ready to race when everybody else is loading up, getting ready to go home.
Hey, all that shit sound good.
Hey, fellas, it's Mel, man. I'm finna go out there, man. I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend down in Lena, man, so we can have some fun.
Have a safe trip down there, bro.
All right, man. Let's put on a good show for the whole country. We got a Mississippi caller. Who we got on from Mississippi?
He just hung up.
Oh, he just hung up? Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, so y'all think I'm scared. So you think I'm scared?
Right,
or you,
I'm scared enough.
Hey, man, if you think I'm scared, just lock in, straight up the trailer. Me and you, Big Ken, you got the break.
Hey,
you're
trying to take my job again.
But y'all say I'm scared. Y'all say I ain't going to run after 2 o'clock. I'm going to show you. I'm going to be the first. We're going to be the first 2 o'clock to get out of that track Saturday, man. I will blow your ass out, man.
Hey, Three Love, let me explain something to you. Just hang up and call my phone, and that'll let you know why I ain't driving no more. I got enough business going on.
I ain't trying to hear that bitch ass shit.
Oh, okay then.
Said to me on national radio.
I got enough going on. Now you want me to put on the Canada driving service too? Shit, man, I can't do it all. God damn, Three Love.
Hey, look, Tony, still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Look, Tony, what I know we locked in to run that Monday, but what time? That Sunday or the Monday? We locked in to run Sunday on Monday in Hasbro.
I don't know. You and Chemo did that. I have no clue. I haven't even talked to Chemo about it.
Man, you're going to whip Chemo ass after this weekend.
That's going to be the Tuesday evening race.
Man, you don't dare kiss
my man's Chemo going to be running away from Latone. Latone trying to kiss Chemo. Got him into all this shit. Chemo got told a lot of shit down here.
So Tony, I truly don't know what the race is, man. And say I heard rumor from other people that I was locked in with y'all. I ain't heard it from Chemo. I don't know what the race is.
The hardest race they ever got this week was just at Detroit. I guess I might lose that race. I might lose that race. I don't feel confident with that race, but all the other ones I feel real confident on.
Are you gonna pay the punk out?
No, I'm not paying no punk out. I'm paying punk out for $1,500. I ain't no punk out for $1,500. Not even $15,000 I'm going to pay punk out for $1,500. What the fuck am I paying punk out for?
Hold on. What car you say you worried about?
That car from Detroit.
Brian. Bad company.
Brian. You got to do what you got to do.
Hey, you locked in with Jimbo with something up too, ain't you?
No, with Jimbo.
Jimbo's still on, ain't? Or he gone?
I got all in there. Who is Jim? What kind of car you got? Where you from?
I'm
from Detroit.
You from Detroit? Yeah. No, ain't locked in with one guy from Detroit. That's the guy that's sending them videos.
You locked in with us with a blue Mustang.
Oh, I thought them were the same people. They ain't the same people?
Huh?
Nope. I thought they were locked in with your car, Jimbo.
You right. I locked in with a guy with a blue Mustang, but I thought the other guy, I thought it was the same car.
No, different cars. You wouldn't lock in. I tried locking in 7-Up, but you wouldn't lock 7-Up in with us.
So who we locked in with from Detroit besides Brian?
I don't lock in. I'm in California, a guy from Detroit. That's who I thought was locked in with.
I thought he was locked in white trash.
That's what I thought.
He did.
He locked in with Money Maker, though. Yeah, I locked it. That was Money Maker. That's
going to
be a test
pass. No, you didn't lock Money Maker in with us.
Nah, that's the white trash you locked Money Maker.
Well, I got it on the internet. You know, I got it on the board. I can go look back on the internet. I got it all.
Hey, he didn't lock Money Maker in with white trash.
I thought he locked 7-Up in with it.
No, I thought he locked in white trash.
No, you locked him in with another Mustang, Tony. I don't even use that word. I don't like use that word when he calls himself. What that word is, I don't even say it.
This. White trash.
No, it wipes up. It was white something. I don't know.
He calls himself white cracker, but we just don't say
okay.
It. We just say white
trash. That's who I'm locked in with Money Maker.
You and Wayne locked in. Wayne used his car white trash, and you said another smoke.
He locked in with Crazy Horse for Money Maker.
No. Him and Wayne locked in too, but Tony, it wasn't with 7-Up. It was with another Mustang.
Yes.
He called somebody on the phone. Tony, you said, hold on, let me make this call. You called somebody, and they said, as long as it ain't David Floyd. And they asked, was it fuel injected? You said, no, it was one carburetor.
Okay, yeah, right. Now, who is that?
That's Jimbo. That's Jimbo.
Hello,
and,
yeah, that's who Jimbo locked in with. That's who Jimbo locked in with that car.
Right.
Right.
Right, with that car. It ain't Rambo. It ain't Moneymaker. It's another Mustang. We don't know
it
who
it
is.
David
as long as,
it ain't David Floyd.
It ain't David
right.
Floyd. Right, exactly.
That's correct.
It's a small,
that's
it's
correct.
A small block. It's a small
block.
28s, no Willie Bosch.
Exactly.
Carbureted.
Exactly.
Carbureted, right, right. All right.
Exactly. Now, the White Crocker, that's what I'm locked in with Moneymaker. I know that. Cause
that's
you
who you walked in. Yeah, right. Yeah, dog is facilitating that race.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now I'm locked in running boy from Detroit.
You got locked in with two boys out of Detroit.
Right. One with a blue Mustang, one with a black Mustang.
One with a white Mustang and one with a black Mustang.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I might could run 7 up against it. The guy say that said at Lena, if he made a good test pass and he feels satisfied, we would do that the same night.
Okay.
If not, it got to be that Sunday or that Monday.
There it is. Jimbo, you still on the phone?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We hear you. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was him and Wayne. Yeah, I think it was him and Wayne that locked that in.
No, I locked it in with him.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But this Thursday when we had a show, man, we're going to have a pen and paper out, and we're going to try to, as many races that we know that we got from up north, we're going to write these miles out.
That's right.
Hey, Bill, when are you leaving out?
I'm leaving out Thursday around 3 or 4.
So you still going to have the show Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I'll probably have it on the road while I'm on the road.
Okay.
Hey, how long of a ride is it for you guys, Bill, from
about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Damn. Hey,
all we gotta do is get out of Illinois, man. Once we get out of Illinois, we straight.
That's the longest part, right there.
That's the longest part. If once we get out of Illinois, it's smooth sailing. We go through them states so quick: Missouri, Arkansas,
man, it's like
Tennessee.
It's like 16 hours for us.
Yeah. It ain't that long for us.
Yeah. I'd be knocking that highway down about that time, 3-4 o'clock too.
Oh, okay. Well, I call you. We might trail each other.
Yeah.
Shoot, because once we get to Memphis, it's definitely home selling in.
Oh, yeah. You there once you get to Memphis.
Yeah.
Well, I still hope y'all a safe trip on down here. You know, it's gonna be a bad trip on the way back, but at least I have a safe trip.
I don't think so, Tony. I think we're coming down there with our heavy hitters. A lot of us wasn't together when y'all came up here in July. I think it's gonna be a different story this time, Tony. We got some reinforcement this time.
Well, I got about 8-9 races locked in, but you know we're gonna come out. I underestimated we're gonna lose two of them. We're gonna be 7-2, I believe.
I haven't talked to him, and I can't speak for his car.
Hey, Ben.
Hold on, let me ask Tony this: would you run Moneymaker against a Leroy car?
Yeah, I'm going to make a zero car. Why I won't?
Okay. I'm asking the question. I don't know. I can't book your car. Yeah. Yeah.
Old Larry ain't on tonight.
Three love, you on? Still on?
That's a funeral all the way to happen, man. That's a funeral. Ain't nothing to talk about. That's
okay.
A funeral all the way to happen. We already got one. We already got one down there that week doing push-ups. But we can't. Every time Three Love or somebody mention a car, it gets real quiet. We don't hear nothing. So we just wait till the time comes.
Okay. Somebody
Larry,
get that
what's
bit.
Happening?
What's going on, baby boy? How you feeling?
I'm good. And you?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, man. I want to see this hugger get some action, man. That's what I want to see from the prime time count, man.
What's up, Larry? Yep. Leroy?
What's going on, y'all? Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Biz.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this Cadillac Joe, man. Hey, I want you to set up something with me with Three Lug, man.
Cadillac
I want Three
Joe.
Lug, man.
Cadillac Joe. You want
Cadillac
Three Lug?
Cadillac Joe, baby.
Okay, well, call in Thursday. Call in Thursday at 5 o'clock. And I'll make sure Three Lug on the phone. but 5 o'clock our time, and I'll make sure Three Lug is on the line.
All right, because I'm going to leave out tomorrow, so because I got to go. I'm going to see my people down there, so I'll be down there already. But
Cadillac Joe, you going down there? You going down to Hattiesburg?
Man, I'm going all over, man.
Hey, man.
I'm going all over.
If you show up in the Hattiesburg, man, you got the back tie. I'm going to have 29 and no willy bars on, man.
What kind of car you got, man?
You show up there, you got it.
Who is this? What's your name?
Man, don't. Donye.
Okay, man, okay. You got the black Regal, right?
Yeah.
You got that fast car.
Nah, it's slow.
Nah, okay, all right. If I can't accommodate you, I got somebody who will, so I ain't studying you.
No, don't you got a big time blue Camaro?
Nah.
Like
No.
Oh, I got the wrong person?
Yeah, you got the wrong person there, guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad.
I thought that's who that was, too, Donye.
That's who that is, God. Let him blow his back out.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do. But I got a red Camaro. That's the color of Camaro I got, 69. I'm coming down there. I'm a killer.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see you when you get there.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
We got the Gainesville boys on there.
Hey, get old Gadget on the line for me, man.
Oh, please don't get him on the line.
Me and old Gadget can lock something in.
TC, we got anybody in wait?
Well, Donya, you just started.
Yeah, you have Gadget now. Should I put Gadget through?
Oh, please do.
There you go.
Please
put him through. I done spoke
Gadget
up, man. I done spoke him up.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, Gadget?
What the fuck you trying to get me online for, man? What's up?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to play with you down there for a little something.
Me, you already talked, dude.
So you still want me to bring you the help?
Hey, man, I like all my shit soft. I tell you, I don't like that hard shit. I like soft shit.
Oh, man. We can't play for a little something?
No, I'll take the break from you.
Oh, God damn, man.
Hey, I'm going to get you a prop. I can't run with you, okay?
Man, you might put these little ties on.
But listen here. I'm getting you a prop. You don't want it?
No, hell no, no problem.
All right, well, get what? Fuck you then, I'm not going to run you.
Hey, Gadget, is your buddy Sylvester going to show up in Lena?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be there.
He's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to be there talking, ain't going to raise.
Going to raise nobody?
Cousin, man, he going to raise.
He ain't going to goddamn raise, he going to fucking talk.
Man, we was at the track last night, man, he trying to raise motorcycles.
You're going to have to give him every goddamn thing in the world.
Oh, God damn.
He going to raise, though. But hey.
And this hood rat talking.
Hey, hood. Hey, I'll take the break from you, man.
You got it.
Damn, that was easy. That was easy.
Sure was.
And later, man, how much? Lock it up.
Shit, just a couple of bet.
With the Nova.
No, I ain't bringing that Nova.
Okay, well, all right. I said I like my shit soft, man. I'm finna
okay,
beat your ass. I'm finna beat your ass, man.
You better say your soft ass in your place, then.
Hey, man, bring that motherfucker up there and give me a break while I rip your motherfucking ass off.
I'll be there early.
You gonna have a Nova?
No, I'm bringing the Pontiac. I ain't bringing that Nova.
Okay, then. Well, get what? If I can't beat you, I get somebody to beat you.
Well, that's you know how that goes.
It
can go both ways.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Tony, you got the infamous BET mic open.
BET,
yeah.
What's happening?
What's going on, Latone? Hey, I got old hood rat on my line. He wanted to come in and see what y'all boys up to. I heard my boy Cadillac Joe on the phone. You couldn't find him nothing, Little Tone?
I don't know nothing about his car.
Man, Cadillac Joe said he a killer, man.
I mean, well, that's what he say, but I mean, Donye told him he got the back tie, so you know, I mean,
he must be a slow killer. No, you got some of them slow. You got some of them slow killers out there. You know,
yeah.
They don't like to kill quick. They kill real slow.
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Donye, I see Donye. He trying to go.
Well, we just
like
trying to get a little action. We got one guy locked in from up there, but he ain't trying to play in Lena. He don't know when he gonna be ready. Monday.
I like your style, Donye. You don't talk nothing. You don't sound nothing like you did on the video on the phone though.
Which one?
On the video you done.
I don't do a lot of talking, man. I guess my crew do all that.
Well, like I said, I appreciate him even attempting to put you on video. That way I can match the face with the voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't never met you.
Yeah,
I seen your car. I filmed your car, but I ain't never just met you.
Right.
You know.
We just hear about, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, what's up, BT?
Where your boy Todd at?
He don't usually press. He on the line. He just usually don't press the. But he likes the internet. He really don't like the talk show.
He got something here for you, ain't he?
Hey man, it's all good. Donye straighten him out. You know what I'm saying? You know, Donye straighten him out. Hey, and he talking about me and Donye. You know, you got me and Donye on the phone. We civilized with each other. Donye know we gonna race sometime this year.
You know,
he ain't got to do all that, man. He ain't got to pull that race up.
Yeah, he trying to throw y'all in the bag together, see who come out blitz, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, BT. He ain't sharp enough to do that, man. He talking. I ain't trying to brag. You know, he talking to two players. He ain't got you that.
Yeah.
He can go to the next one.
All right.
Yeah.
And like I said, I entertained for a while, and I fell off, and then I saw you asking me, so where my lawyer at? Where BET at?
Hey, man. Like I told him, he said set on kill wasn't nothing. We got a car set on kill that we'll get him everything in drag racing, and we're going to run on the motor. We're going to run on the motor. He got everything in drag racing. Since that don't kill ain't nothing.
And he never did respond.
He didn't give me.
I ain't hear no response out of him.
Yeah.
So, all that old jibber jabber he was doing, shit, that wasn't nothing. What happened to Tony Vine?
Tony dropped off when we mentioned Leroy Cox.
Y'all ain't trying to throw Leroy on by.
He said he's gonna run Leroy Carr with Moneymaker.
That's what he said.
He said why wouldn't he?
BT.
Yeah.
BT. Oh, I responded, Playboy. I responded. Biz didn't respond.
But we on the line right now.
You might want to go back and read it. I love that, Biz. With your ghost car, I'm coming with my ghost car.
No,
drag race. Come on.
If you got a ghost car, I'm going to run your head up. Man, you won't have nothing. You really don't want to do this, everybody can hear, man.
Listen here, man. You told me I got everything in drag racing. You won't tell me what kind of car you got. Okay, but you won't tell me what you're coming with. So why I got to tell you what I'm coming with?
You getting a spot.
Listen to what I'm saying, man. You won't tell me what you coming with. Why I got to tell you what I'm coming with?
You can come with anything. If you want to do that, Playboy, you bring anything to the track. I bring anything to the track, and we'll run head up. We'll see who got the most powerful friend.
Don't tell me what I got to have.
Well, don't ask for no spot.
You're not telling me.
Well, don't ask for no spot.
You offered it.
Well, you don't get a spot.
Did
you
offer it? You're
regal, man. If that's the case, Playboy, I'll run my car, and you run your car. If we don't have to go get nothing.
Hey, the whole purpose of that video was
steady sneak dissing on motherfuckers.
Ain't nobody sneak. Who did I sneak this on?
You steady telling everybody
who?
How you done whooped Donye and this
on
and that.
That video,
you ain't shit for the hat
lie.
Race, man.
Yeah,
you ain't
and
want
what
shit
have
for
you
the
won?
Hat race.
And what have
you
won,
a fucking hat racer.
I know. Hey. You know what? You sound stupid because you do the same thing at a hat race that you do in a grudge race. You line up, you turn the bulbs on, and you go down through that. What's the difference?
You're a hat racer, man.
I know I am. It takes five. You win one hat race. You enter your car, win one. See if you can go five rounds
a dog.
Win.
I don't want a hat race.
You don't have nothing to hat race with. That's the problem, brother.
You're right. I don't. I got a slow ass car.
I
ain't got nothing.
I know you. You ain't telling us something we don't know.
You ain't nothing but a checkbook racer, though. So that ain't nothing.
But I got it.
I got it.
That's the problem.
Everybody had their ups and downs. You got it today.
Yes, they do. And I got a car that I will jump in and I will run you with.
That checkbook
Rex, I got a car that I will get behind the wheel. I will turn it on. I will burn it out. I will turn on the bulbs and I will gap you.
And would you tell everybody that you got me with your 25.5 car versus my street car, right?
It don't matter.
Is that
no,
what you
got
me with?
No, with a
tell
small
me that
block,
that's
a
what
stock
you
block.
Me with.
Yeah, it ain't a 25.5 car.
I don't hear nothing about no fucking stock block.
Yeah, well,
you got
don't,
a fucking
don't, 25 push the one
car.
Button.
You want to run? You want to run a 3,400-pound street car?
Oh, now you crying? You bought that? You built that?
You're
I
right.
didn't build it for you.
I didn't ask you to race
what,
your Mustang.
Stay in your class then, player.
I am in my class.
Don't,
won't
don't,
you
don't
get in your class?
I am in my class.
Okay.
I am in my class.
Why you wouldn't answer the question of why you ain't trying to raise Donye?
Why you? What you mean? I ain't trying. Me and Donye gonna run. Did Donye just tell you to leave that alone? The old man that you trying to file something with. He said, don't worry about that.
I asked you a question.
Man, listen, man. Me and Donye is gonna race, man. Me and Donye is gonna race, just like me and Jimbo race. Just like me and Jimbo. Just like I race Jimbo.
Just like I race Brett Naked.
Just like I raced Sub Zero, who the hell have you raced? That's the question. I race. You don't.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, wow. My car just got ready in November, man.
I had three races in one week. Three races. Oh, wow.
In 1 week.
Wow.
All back to back.
Uh-huh.
Well, one day, one the next, and one a week later.
Okay.
You went all up
in Minnesota.
No, I didn't.
Todd, where you from? Where you from, Todd?
Chicago.
You from Chicago, and you don't like beer?
Hey,
beer's in Chicago.
Beer's ain't shit, but
I'm
a fucking hat racer.
I'm from Harvard. I ain't from Chicago. I'm from Harvard.
I thought y'all homeboy.
A-B-T.
Cool. I don't have nothing personally against you.
Todd, quit the bullshit, Todd. You don't like beer, man. Cut the bullshit.
I do not have nothing personal against beer. He know that.
You don't like him as a racer.
Right.
Okay. Okay, now, Bill, that's grudge talk now. He got the right to not like you as a racer now.
Yeah, of course. But, see, the problem is I got to go get a car to race him. Instead of going to my garage and going in my garage and
ain't
get a
you
car.
Then you say you got a little blue pill and there's a motor car?
It's a nitrous car. He don't want
no,
none of them troubles,
nitrous,
man.
Yeah, I don't want none of that. That's not nowhere in my category.
He got a big block. He got a big block on nitrous, and I got
how you,
a small
how you
block
know
on
when
nitrous.
I got beers? You looked under my hood.
You know? Yeah.
When you do that?
When it was at No Limit. Yeah, I seen it under the hood. Yep. He got a big block on nitrous, and I got a small block on nitrous. It's really they're in two different categories.
you still try to give him everything in drag race.
That was with an all motor car.
Not with
a
my
car that he won't. Hey, BT, as you notice, he still won't say what kind of car it is. He could be trying to come with a 2,000-pound ass car. Come on, man. All I asked you was what it was.
I got cars
you,
that you don't want to run.
Oh, come on,
my car you don't
want to
run.
Man.
Hey, the man.
Why don't you tell me what it is, B.T.?
The man said, "Set don't kill what nothing." I said, "I'm gonna get a
set don't kill ain't shit."
Right, but you don't have nothing that can beat us.
No, I don't. I personally don't have nothing that can beat you.
Tell him what kind of car it is, Ben.
If you're trying to go,
you gonna say what it is.
Tell him what kind of car it is, Ben.
I'm not gonna tell him that
because he ain't trying to go.
Lock it in.
You want me to lock in a ghost?
It's a set on kill car. Hey, he studied set on kill. He should know every car set on kill.
Hey, man, you want me to lock in a ghost, but then I can't get a ghost.
I didn't say you can't get a ghost. I said you can go get a ghost.
Well, hey, I'm going to say this. If you ever decide that you want to tell me what kind of car it is, I'm going to lock your ass in.
No, you're not.
The big guy got the yellow Camaro.
Huh?
These big guy got the yellow Camaro.
No, that ain't him.
That ain't him,
Hood
Rat. Oh, okay. That's a funny egg you talking about. You must be talking about three
little.
He don't want the yellow car.
Which Camaro? The new Camaro or the old Camaro?
The old Camaro.
That's a funny egg.
He talking about three little.
Yeah.
That was a Firebird you was looking at, man.
Okay, a Firebird.
Yeah.
Yellow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going back on mute. You fellas have a good night. I just wanted to talk shit to Biz.
Todd, you coming to Mississippi?
Yeah, I'm coming down there, but I ain't bringing my car. It's in the shop.
You better not.
Come on, man.
Hey, what do you call that, BT? BT, what do you call that?
That's a fake ass racing, man. You get on the radio, you get on the internet a week before the race, man, talking shit at motherfucker, trying to rile them up, and you ain't got nothing to race.
I do have something to race.
You're not ready to race then.
I was going to Hattiesburg. So what are you saying?
Man, dude, what you ain't never heard me say
I was going to Hattiesburg.
But here's the thing. You're encouraging people to race before the big race. What's wrong with that?
Ain't that what these two shows is?
Well, you must be like me. You must got a video camera.
Got one actually. You want me to use it? I might can out video you.
Oh shit! I sound like a goddamn grudge to me.
Lock that in, Todd.
No, my camera might be too old.
Yeah,
just like your car.
Okay, stay in your lane. Get in the turning lane. I'm in the fast lane now.
No, all my right, camera we'll might not be able to keep up with you.
All right, buddy, we'll holler at you.
All right.
All right. Boy, hey, I'm telling you, we grudging all kind of shit on this motherfucker, Tony. Where that goddamn chemo at?
I don't know where my buddy at, man.
My goddamn gorilla friend ain't on.
BT, you wrong for that video with chemo in there.
Man, wasn't that some funny shit, man?
You forgot to put the bananas in his hand.
Yeah, I fuck around and quit too early, man. I couldn't find a basket full of them motherfuckers. He seemed like he eat a lot when he on these goddamn phone. I want to find a whole basket of goddamn banana for him.
Oh, hey, is Ty still on? Hey, Tony, if I can, it's a gentleman. Cece, can you open up, I got somebody, 773-6024. I got somebody want to lock Todd in.
Okay.
Okay.
6024, you're on.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd. Yeah. Hey, Todd, you can't do me. Hey, man, you can be picking on my boy Biz, man. I'll lock you in, O2 Trans Am.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Okay, what is it? Oh, just the O2 Trans Am? You want to lock me in with the O2 Trans Am? Yeah, it's the O2 Trans Am. Okay, no problem. I'm going to lock you in with a Regal. Okay. Cool.
No. Let me step in there for you, Playboy.
No.
We're going to lock in this
O2
Trent.
I'm getting in it.
Yeah, no. You're going to lock in an O2 Regal with your Regal.
I don't want no trouble, dude.
Yeah,
I don't need nobody in my gamble. Stay
yeah,
my
I know
gamble,
you
bitch.
Yes, yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. You got
yeah.
that right.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah.
How you getting in my gamble, though?
Yeah, he calling in for me. I'm booked.
Oh,
I got
oh,
booking
okay.
rights for his car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You like that?
No, I don't like that.
Okay.
I like that person in my gamble.
Yeah,
I don't need
okay.
fast
well,
people in my gamble.
Well, you're just going to have me. I'm going to book his car. He got an LS motor in it. We're going to lock in for your – he got a over 3,000-pound Trans Am. We're going to lock in on for your Regal. With your stock – what do you call it? Flat hood Regal. You like that?
No, because you don't know what my guy got.
Okay.
You don't know if it's
stock
hood on
it. Well, I don't care if it's a cow hood Regal on it. I don't care if it's – long as it's
okay,
your
I'm gonna lock
street
in.
Car. Your street car Regal. Your tan
I'm
brown
Regal.
I'm going to
lock in to a cow hood Regal.
I'm
going to
lock in. Listen
to my –
listen – okay. Yeah, that's what I see. See what I'm talking about, BET?
Hey, is this the same Todd that got Kev locked in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yes.
No further questions.
You don't need none.
Yeah. Yeah. I see you just try to ruffle feathers up, man. Kyle, you know you got
I'm trying to ruffle feathers up, but I got four locked in races as soon as this season starts. For the first no ETN, first no streak of chaos, but I'm trying to ruffle feathers.
Season starts this weekend, man.
No, the season up north don't start to April.
Okay, then lock in your car with this Trans Am.
Man, I don't even know what Trans Am you got, what you got, or whatever. I'm not just locking into an O2 Trans Am, unless you want to just lock into a Regal.
It's an O2 Trans Am street car.
Okay. I'm going to lock you into a Regal. Do you want that?
I want to lock in with the same car that you got your ass blown out with when Torrance
okay,
with your
so
ass.
Okay, so obviously, listen to my point, though, player. Which you ain't realizing. Obviously, you know my car. I don't even know what the fuck you talking about.
What do you need to know? What do you need to know?
It's a whole lot of things that a person needs to know.
Okay, well, then
I don't know if you got a turbo, if your car weighs 5 pounds. I don't know nothing about your car because I've never seen it. Obviously, you've seen my car.
Well, ask any questions, Todd. We'll answer your questions. What do you need to know?
You on nitrous?
No.
I don't want no trouble then.
Okay.
No, that's plain and simple. That's simple.
Okay.
Well, I got another text, Todd. Somebody just texted me said you got the back tie to the Ace. They got a street car, convertible Mustang.
Oh, God. Hey, Biz. Find one of these motherfucking G bodies or one of these F bodies or something to get some nitrous, and I will blow their ass out, man. You stay getting Mustangs and all these cars with turbos and shit.
It's
get
a nitrous
like
car.
Me, man.
It's a nitrous car.
All right.
It's a nitrous
good
car.
For that
you
nitrous.
You know what? I got something for you. I'm going to call my guy down in
won't
Georgia.
Why don't you
come
do what you
–
listen. Remember you told me you was going to go get a Wayne car? Won't
lock
you do
it
that?
In.
Do that
lock it in. Lock it in.
You gonna drive?
Lock it in. No.
You're driving, right?
No. You gonna drive yours?
Man, I can book my own race with Wayne in them. I can do that on my own. I don't need to.
But
you
won't
book the race.
Okay. Well, book it then. Get Wayne.
I already
come on,
asked
buddy.
Jimbo about that. He said he don't know when that car gonna be ready.
No. We don't ask. Wayne, hit the one button, Wayne. Got a guppy for you. Hit the one button, Wayne. We ain't gonna let you talk to Jimbo. We're gonna talk to the owner.
Okay.
Wayne, if you out there, hit the one button.
Todd, you got a small block or big block?
I don't know what I got under my car.
Damn.
People gave me the car and told me to go race it. I got a 3400. I got a 3,400-pound all-steel street car with a flat hood. That's what I got. And if anybody looks just like it, I'm going to blow their ass out.
Well, you bring that motherfucker to Mississippi, I'll get your ass blowed out.
G-Shock.
I can't come right now.
What about G-Shock, Biz?
He might duck that, Larry.
Hey, Todd, I got another check. Hey, man, they must think that you a gangster or you some sweet.
Yeah, one of the two.
Got an F. Somebody just texted me, said they got an F body on spray.
Okay.
The guy that just texted me to let me know how much you weigh. If you're 3,000 pounds, we might get that locked in.
I'm 34.
I told him if they over 3,000 pounds, send me a text.
Oh, okay.
And they got to weigh the same as you.
No. They don't have to weigh the same as me. I'm just saying what I. I'm not going to wreck some light ass car, and I got a heavy ass street car.
Ain't you finna raise Kevin? With,
yeah.
Ain't he got a?
He ain't nothing though.
Oh.
I picked my poison on that one.
Text coming in. Hold on.
Hello.
3,000 plus all block on spray.
You said an F body? What year?
Yep. Send me the text. Let me know what year. There's got to be a 98 to a 2012.
Oh, so the new. Okay.
I think so. No, hold on. Let me just get that text. I'm not going. You're not going to tech bet me. Let me find out. Send me that text, homeboy.
Oh, actually, on 28, too.
Yeah, I think you said 28. Hold on.
Okay. Because if he ain't, I'll put a 29 on. Whatever one you want.
G-Shot.
Yeah, let me know if it's on 28th, too. What about G-Shot,
Todd?
Hell no, man. I got a streak. Man, come on, knock it off, man.
Man, he got a 4,000-pound car.
Got a
4,000-pound car.
I know just what G-Shot got, man.
On leash spray.
G-Shot been coming to Chicago since, goddamn, the 90s. I know exactly what he got. I don't want none of that. I was gonna raise G-Shot with my Malibu years ago.
BT, you know the Caucasian guy with the blue colors from Mississippi?
Blue colors.
To my Kyle.
Yeah, they got a color.
What do you want to do with that, Todd?
I already talked to Kyle. He said he may come to the North versus South race.
No. Ask you what you want to do with that. Don't worry about it. We're going to get him up here.
I'm running head up. You'll get it through the car. I'm running head up.
You say do what?
Head up. I will run it head up.
Okay.
I already talked to Cal, man.
We're going to get him up here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get him up. We'll get that locked into BET.
He was
going to
get himself up here. So what do you need to get him in for?
No, we're going to make sure we get him up
here. Get that locked in. Yeah, get that locked in.
Yeah.
Now you got three. You know he got three of them.
He got a blue colors, the two tone blue one. I know which one I'm locking into. The two tone blue one with no cage, just like me.
Yeah, he got a blue
cage.
And now one of them got cage on.
Well, I'm just saying I don't know what the other ones is. I know he got a light blue one with a dark blue top with some bead locks on it.
All right.
I'm gonna run that one head up.
And you got a 3,400-pound car?
Yes.
What's yours? Yours a Regal or a Cutlass?
A Regal.
Okay, somebody just called me, said they got a convertible Mustang. You got the break to the quarter on 228s.
I don't want none
convertible.
Of that.
Convertible. Okay. He said he don't want none of that. They hit.
What is Fiverr?
He ain't hit me back yet. I ain't no Firebird. I said so F-body.
I mean F-body. That's what I mean.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, just want to make sure. You ain't get no check back there.
No.
Yo.
Your mic open.
He asked about the Trans Am?
No, he don't want
to. No. I said don't ask.
Okay.
I was talking about. I meant to say F body, and I said Firebird.
Okay.
What did you need to know about that body?
I was just asking the year, and is he on 28?
Oh, okay.
All right. And it's a stock suspension.
San Francisco got a game now, boy.
Yeah.
Ravens up 2 or they up 1? Or it's tied up?
It's up 2 right now.
Yeah, after they kick the field goal, it'll be 1.
San Francisco came right down and scored? They not about to kick no field goal. They're going for 2. They're going to be up 2.
I mean, after they kick
the
conversion. The conversion,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going for it. They're going for the point.
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't going to make that.
I wouldn't have did that.
I wouldn't have went for it. They got 10 minutes left.
And they got too much time, though. What the fuck wrong with them? They probably
going to
keep the field goal.
Baltimore about to get on the multiple system.
Oh, my God.
It's a 2010 Camaro on spray. What'd you say?
Oh. I want none of that yellow motherfucker, man. Knock it off.
I don't know if it's yellow. I don't know what color it is.
Yeah, okay. Did you get a hold of Wayne yet, man?
No, Wayne ain't on.
I want to pray. I want to pray something like me, man. Get something like me. I told
well,
you ain't ready. Me.
You ain't ready, cause
Wayne ain't
ready.
I can't whoop little Tony, man. Knock it off.
That's what I'm saying, though, Todd. Reedy said you ain't ready. All the street cars will be in Mississippi this weekend, man.
That ain't no goddamn street car, man.
The bookie. They'll be in the Mississippi this weekend.
He don't want another bookie.
None of who?
Uh-oh.
I want none of who?
Uh-oh.
The bookie.
Excuse me. Lock him in.
I can't lock in Bookie Car.
Yeah, I'm going to show you why. No. He begging for the break. Lock him in.
I can't lock in Bookie Car.
Touch Jesus.
I can't lock in Bookie Car.
Oh, okay. Well, then don't mention Bookie Car. Make him touch Jesus.
I didn't mention it.
Well, whoever mentioned it.
Hold on, Biz.
Whoever mentioned it, lock in for him since you're talking for him. Now, whoever said it. Don't get quiet. Speak up. Whoever said it.
Oh, Boogie gonna mess up. He gonna mess up one, but none.
I bet you a little Boogie. I'm gonna lock in.
If I lock in anything, it's gonna be a Camaro. That's what I'm gonna lock in.
Yeah, okay. Well, don't. Hey.
I can bet you what I want to bet you.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you can get everything in drag racing. Yeah. Everything in drag racing and some more.
When did you buy a Camaro?
I don't have to buy now. My brother owned one.
Oh, your brother owned one. Okay.
Yeah.
So we getting other people's cars now.
We don't have to get other people's cars.
Oh,
we get other people's cars. Family car.
Are you going to drive your brother's car?
Are you going to drive yours?
Yes, I will.
Woo!
You going to drive your brother's car?
Well, I tell you what I do there. We got another little small Camaro on the trailer. Yeah, I drive it.
No, I don't want none of that.
We got a little small one. I'm driving what I want to drive. How you going to tell me what to drive?
You just were telling me what you was going to race me with.
Okay, but I didn't tell you what you had to do.
You know you
what
can't
do you
tell
want,
me
okay,
what to do.
Okay, hold on. What do you want to drive? Tell me what you want to drive.
I want to drive my...
I'm going to get it to you like Burger King.
I want to drive my boat. That's what I want to drive. I want to drive my boat.
No,
you got a boat?
No, I ain't got a boat, but my boat...
All right, there. Well, take your car. Take your car. Put yourself...
Do you got a tow?
Do you
got a tow?
Yeah, I'm towing a boat. I'm towing a boat.
What you tow your boat with?
That's what I'm towing. I'm going to tow my boat with anything you want me to tow it with. You got, I got a Suburban over here.
I got one, too.
Okay, what you want to do? Well, yes, sir. What you want to do?
I want to run you head up Suburban to Suburban.
Well, come on with it.
Okay, when you got
it? Hey, I know a drive. We can do that tonight. We can go out there on 130th.
I'm in Minnesota, man.
We going to 130th, man. Yeah, I bring my Suburban out there.
Did you just hear that I said I'm in Minnesota?
Shit.
You told me you're in Chicago.
You ain't ready to do no kind of racing. You can't race a boat. You don't want to race Suburbans. Nothing.
I didn't come on here trying to race nobody, though.
Yeah.
I got called out.
I wasn't trying to race nobody either. I just told him you said a street car, I suggested Lil Mookie. He got a street car.
You want to call him and ask him? I will run him head up any given moment. Now, that
what?
Race, yeah, I'll go get my car out the shop to run him. Lock him in.
I can't lock in Lil Mookie's car, but I can mention it.
Well, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I want you. No.
Hold it. Let's stop right there. Tell me what you gonna do. No, don't tell me what we gonna do. I'm not so playing that with that we shit. You don't tell me what you gonna do.
We always win. Talking about you and your brother.
Tell me. You ain't heard me say we nothing. You asked me who was it. I told you it was Lil Bro's car.
Hey.
I ain't said nothing about we car.
Do you want to call Bookie and ask him if he want to race me? And on Biz's show on Thursday night, can you give me the answer? And I bet you $100. Hey, hold on. And I'm going to bet you $100 he won't go head up. Do you want to take that bet?
Like I told you, I suggest
you. Do you want to take that bet, sir?
If you want to take the...
I guarantee you Bookie won't run me head up.
Nah. And I guarantee you won't run that hooker. Period.
No, I won't. God damn,
you ain't did nothing, Biz. Hey, Biz, you go on with the show, Biz. Ain't nothing happening.
You mentioned his name. You speak up for him.
I can mention nobody's name. I can mention Kimbo. I can mention a whole bunch of names. I got the right to do that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I heard you on the show say that you had booking rights to every car in Chicago, so why don't you book this car?
You heard me on the show say I booking run everything in Chicago.
Yes.
You ain't never heard me say that.
Are you sure you ain't said that?
Are you sure you heard me say it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now what show was that?
You told
what show
you
was
got,
that?
You told
me.
You told
me. Fuck all that damn.
You told me about a week ago.
Ain't nobody gonna race. But if you get your ass out there 130, I'll blow you clean out that damn Suburban.
I like that, Larry.
I'm talking about tonight. Larry, I'm not even within six hours of Larry, man.
I see that goddamn car. He upsetting a lot of motherfuckers. Boy, you gonna have to hold up when your ass comes to the track, buddy.
I ain't worried about it.
You gonna have motherfuckers coming at you all kind of ways.
Hey, I ain't worried about it. Never have been.
We talking about drag. We talking about some drag racing for the night. Hey, he ain't even ready. But he's talking about drag racing.
You thought I missed the show, huh?
I wasn't talking about drag racing for the night. I wasn't talking about drag racing at all.
But that's what we
talked
about. But this is what the show is about. This is what the show is about.
Todd, let me ask you something, man. We finna get some more shit stirred up. I think you'll start enough shit, and we ain't got nothing covered yet. Let's get some more shit stirred up. Hey, Kimo on the phone?
That's it.
No problem. I go back on mute. I didn't want to talk. No way.
Shut your motherfucking mouth,
hey,
Kimo.
Oh,
back on Kimo.
I That's what I'm talking about. That's my goddamn gorilla friend here. What's up, gorilla friend?
What's happening?
Where you been, baby? Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, I'm about like dog now. Hell, I think you and Tony the same motherfucker, man. When he on the phone, you ain't on the phone. You on the phone, he ain't on the phone. So, shit, I don't know.
It's 2 points ahead.
Oh, you know dog listen. You know he going to come right through.
God damn.
Man, I'm sitting here, forgot about the goddamn
silver.
I'm here now, baby.
That's right.
I just hope it don't be a lot of lockups paid off. I want to see all these races get down on Lena. I don't want to see no lockups get paid off.
Well,
I'm with 007, I goddamn.
It's too much. It's too much shit talking.
You ain't looking for 007, I know, Kimo.
I'm looking for shit, man. I'm looking for everybody who's looking for me, man. Motherfucker.
Man, look at him, man. You ain't trying to knock nothing in, man. You want to talk about you going to come out there and kiss all goddamn day. You ain't trying to go, man. These other guys are on the phone, man.
Hey, what do you see? I got races locked in, man.
We got but two races, man. Two fucking races.
Okay.
He's got five races.
BET, I just heard motherfuckers lock one race in, and that's it. They ain't locking no more.
Listen.
I locked two motherfucking races in, and it's a fucking problem.
No, you locked two in. You locked two in one night, and that was 2 months
ago.
They
locked though, man. I don't supposed to be locking though. Now, if I go out here and break something there, and I lock more races in, I owe somebody some money. You going to pay the lock up off of me?
No, you gotta do that, man. All you gotta do is skip that part in case you break clause in there.
Hey, listen, man. I'm gonna be there. It don't make no difference for me to lock in nothing else.
All right, so when you get drawn on, you ain't gonna be ducking this.
Too far? No, sir. As long as I'm there and I done made my races, ain't no sense for me to duck. It's time for me to play, man.
Okay. That's what I want here. You know BET gonna be watching your motherfucking ass.
Hey, BET, when I come from down there, you'll say, oh, that man who he see is.
Man, you know you got to prove some shit to me, man. All this shit you've been talking, man.
I'm gonna be a heavyweight when I come from down there. Where Tony at, man? He lost the show already.
What up?
Who is that?
Little Tony. He gone?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Little Tony. He went on when I got back.
Hey, Kimo.
What up,
BET? Hey, what's up, Kimo? Hey, Kimo, little Tony trying to catch up with you to find out how you got your race locked up.
I was laying on the phone, man. It's 200 to the 8th mile.
Okay.
I gave 200 on 1,000 better to the 8th mile. I didn't hear my phone going off. Then I thought, goddamn, it's the show tonight.
Yeah.
I keep going.
Yeah, Was that DP on that race?
On 007, I don't think you were. I don't know who was, but it don't make a difference.
On 7 up race, Little Tone.
On 7 up, oh. No. He said, though, he had to text me 007. 007 is 200. 8 mile. I don't know who the TP on that other race.
Yeah.
BET.
Yeah.
Also, Black Food is calling for me.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what you and Lil Tony were locked in on.
200? Yeah, I put on 200 on 1,000 the best.
As it double O.
What are you saying?
You say you were locked up 200 on $1,000 bet with Lil Tony?
It's 300 on $1,500 a bet. I thought it was. $300 on $1,500 bet. That's what he said. Let's get it. DJ CBT, that's why I'm not finna keep locking in. Like I need, man, I got so many, so much shit locked in. I can't remember what I got locked in. Yeah, I see your goddamn mind bad too, Kimo. Shit, BT, I got over four races locked in between me and Lil Tony Carr.
Yeah.
So, but you
want to
keep going, man. You're not
going to
keep doing that.
You better be the man you claim to be, goddammit. We going to blow your ass out, goddammit, and send you home broke.
Kimo.
Yeah, what's up, double seven?
What's up? I know we said Tony was 29. Has he got W's on?
I don't know. No ties out of nothing, man. Shit, I'm dumb as a box.
We ain't kicking anybody in the nuts about that. I just asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know what if they dug you or not. I know he's just 29.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I know my car don't have a W.
Right.
I got 29 on my car. So I thought he had the same thing I had.
Yeah, got it.
Down,
but you gotta take it back.
Oh, you ain't got 28 on, Kimo?
No, I got 29 on my car.
Oh, hell.
Okay.
Oh, we don't care nothing about it, man. We gonna blow Detroit ass up.
Yeah.
Only one up root for out of Detroit. Hey, Wayne.
Me too. Now, when we get down there, I'm going to go to Raven. I'm going to talk about, oh, no, I ain't going to bet on you. I ain't going to bet against y'all. I just say I ain't rooting for you.
Oh, like I told you, you and Lil Tony. Oh, I'm betting everything in my pocket against your ass.
And that's on every race now, right?
Now, one you got with Primetime Camp.
Hold on. There you go.
One you got against Camp, man.
Got the Ravens. Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Leon. I don't know what to do with Leon.
Four, five, five. Hey, B, come on. You got two races. You got two races against Primetime Camp, right?
Yeah. And that's them the ones I'm betting against you.
007
and 7-0.
Yeah, we got two races.
And them the only two I'm betting against, Sean.
Okay.
What'd you say, Leon?
OBT throw me to the corner, man.
Man, I just said I don't know nothing about you, man. That's all I said.
Yeah, you sure post my videos up there. You better sure post my copy.
I done seen you ran. It looked like you got your ass blown out on that raid too.
How
many times you raised that day, Leon?
You locking in a lot of races. Why you ain't lock in the race Let that boy get the back time like he said he was gonna do.
He should have took it then. He didn't take it then, so the race is off the table. Look, man, you gotta take advantage of the opportunity that they present themselves. You learn that when you're about 16, 17 years old, man. You got too old now to goddamn teach yourself.
Hey, Kimo, when is Kimo, the races you got locked in with Lil Tony, against the Red Truck and against 7-Up, what days are those supposed to go on?
Them Lincoln races.
Both of them leaning?
7-Up. 7-Up is Atterbury race.
I just wish I'd never leave.
No, I had it very ready.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. 7-Up, but Little Red Riding Hood. I know Little Red Riding Hood.
That's Lehman.
That's,
okay.
That's a Lehman race.
Okay. Okay. All
right. Yeah, we're going to blow his ass out in Lehman. He's going to pay the Parker out on the other race. He ain't gonna want no more trouble. He ain't gonna want no more trouble.
Yeah.
Now, hey, Kimo, was it any stips with the little red truck?
Got a small block in that bitch.
Okay. Well, that's good.
All the stips, they got to have small blocks in them.
Okay.
What's that then?
So I can keep my derbies on and my winter bars on, right? Keep them on.
Nah, motherfucker, you know you can't wear no willy bar.
It wasn't in the stiff.
It wasn't in the stiff. I remember you just said that.
It wasn't in the stiff.
Willy bars on it, man.
Well, huh? don't mean we can't put none on it.
Yeah, we had them on in Florida this weekend. I know they
like this weekend, your truck before didn't have Willy bars, man. Knock it off.
I'm gonna be honest. I heard the lock in. They did not have Willy bars on them before, but since it wasn't stiff, they can put any damn thing on it they want to. Now you got to stip it. You got to stip it to say not to have Willy bars. But Tone knows drag racing, and Tone knows drag racing. The problem is we just knew that the truck never had them on, so we didn't stip
right.
It. But now since we didn't stip it, it's gonna be hard to say that they can't come with them.
All right.
Hey, dear, we weren't gonna run with the Willy bars on, but after 3 of us say we weren't gonna take him now. See, we didn't stiff it, so I have to ship.
It goes the same way when you locked in with 3 Love. You did not know he had Willy bars on his car.
When they came and told you that
he had them on, you just say he couldn't have them on, so he could put them on.
That's right.
So yeah.
That's same with tie side. We didn't stiff that either.
You know what?
No. That motherfucker used to be on 28. Exactly what we said.
Well, like I said.
We had 29 W's on out of Florida this weekend. That's why we was testing.
I'm finna go back and listen to it.
That's what I was gonna say.
The way that motherfucker said.
Hey, man, it sounds like somebody getting scared, man. It's getting close to this race, and now everybody's trying to go professional.
Go. Leon, lay down, Leon.
No, Leon ain't got to lay down because I'm finna go back. That truck, when we was in motherfucking Valley, I thought it didn't have a wheelbar, nor a motherfucking, you had a 28 on it.
Yeah,
you didn't lock in his bad dog.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
You know what made us change the truck up? I'm not saying nothing that don't take it wrong, cause this is real talk. I mean, don't take it offense. But after J Ball was bullshitting with Tony, guess what Tony said? We're coming to win, man.
We did what we did to try
to win the race, man. And after we went back and listened to it, nobody put
no I'm going to go back and listen to all the shows that I locked in on.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do that, Kimo.
Because
it sounds like somebody trying to get somebody to pay the lockup off. They ain't trying to run like nobody else.
Right.
My thing is, and this is how I feel. If y'all locked in Tony Carr to his car, then Tony can put him a W on or some 33s.
Right.
If y'all locked in and stipulated small block, 28, no bars, then that's how they got to sit. Now I know for a fact. I don't know about the tire size, but I know they didn't stiff with the bars.
Right, they stiffed the engine size.
And that's it.
I think it got to be on 28. I'm not for sure.
I know what got to be on 20. I know when you locked in with seven up didn't have a motor stipulation. But it had a 28 and no Willy Bar stipulation on 7-Up.
You know, they changed it. They went back and changed
it. And then he came back. Yeah, he came back 2 weeks later and relocked 7-Up in. So Tony went on 3.
I
locked
7-Up one time, man.
Yeah. What I'm saying, BT, they didn't have a stipulation on the motor. Because Kimo thought that 7-Up was a big block. So they didn't have a motor stipulation, but they did have no Willy Bars in 28, which is fine because that's how 7-Up runs. But with
exactly.
The red
then
truck,
he came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he came back. Asked Tony after he locked up. He said, "Nah, that you got a small block in." He said, "Yeah, I take the big block out, put a small block back in." That's what Tony said. Now you and BT got on here and tricked me, and had that motherfucker lock me in with a big block. That bitch have a small block back in it. That's what he said.
Hey, Kimo.
That was after the lockup.
Hey, Kimo.
By tomorrow, I'll be on there, and I'm finna go back and look for all the motherfucking lockups.
Yeah. And when you
Kimo.
Find them, go ahead.
But trying to get the sound like somebody motherfucking ass and got scared down there.
What you
mean,
Kimo?
We just trying to win, man.
We ain't going stupid no more.
Yeah, you right.
I gotta say this though, 007. If your car sit like that, you're not gonna get in that. You can't get in that shootout, can you?
Oh, what shootout?
The one that's in Lena.
With the S10 truck.
You right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I'm taking it. I got the 28s back too. I got two sets of wheels.
Oh, okay.
Alpha blood when I'm good, right?
Okay. They trying to get back from that ass whooping fast on gas put on them down in Florida.
Hey, since you want to change up every time, then you sit down and run these motherfucking turbo cars down, okay? Hey, whoever that said it's talking about fast by gas, did they tell you fast by gas paid the park out money this weekend? Did they tell you that?
No, he missed that part.
BET didn't post that one up, but that ass whooping down there they put on you down there. Good lord, he missed that.
He caught on to everything else, but he missed that.
Hey, we went out there 2 weekends straight to run them and get home.
Actually, 007 to everybody defense. Didn't nobody put up that they played the punk out. They supposed to put that on the internet. They didn't.
Yeah. Somebody put that on the board.
Hey, one thing about it. Hey, B, one thing about it, man. We just went to call. We laying in the cut. We just laying in the cut.
Now, they did say that y'all beat a yellow S10 down there. They did say that, but they didn't say fast by gas played the punk out.
That's the only reason why I sent the truck right down there that weekend.
They should put that on the internet though.
It's on the board.
It is. It is on the board.
It is.
I didn't see that.
You see all the hell I raised today, man. I made that goddamn post get over 11,000 hits today. I was fucking them up.
Oh, you talking about Grudge Racer?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I ain't going over there.
I was fucking them up, boy.
Is Baltimore still up?
Yeah, they about
man,
to
he
five.
Motherfuckers him, boy.
Yeah, Baltimore done grabbed multiple systems.
Dude, how many races do they have locked up for or that up there? The leader.
Me?
I got a count.
Me?
Huh?
How many races I got locked up?
No, the overall lockup for Lena.
Man, probably about 30, 32.
Oh, okay.
I got about maybe about 22 of them getting off.
Damn. <Ayo.
laughs> Ben said he going to be the main attraction.
No, I ain't never said that.
You got 22 motherfucker races, yeah.
No, no, I said 22 races locked, gonna get off.
Oh.
No.
You only got 5 locked up, eh?
Honestly, I got 3, probably 4, because I don't think that boy in North Carolina gonna show up.
Sure, he wasn't getting a touchdown.
Hell no, he ain't getting no touchdown. He knocked shit out of him.
Yeah, he like he rung his goddamn bell then.
How many minutes left?
1 minute 50 seconds.
Get him
off. He hurt. Gonna go for it.
Yeah, they ain't got no other choice, man.
You got no other choice. Hell, they gotta go.
Why wouldn't it?
No, they can get the ball. If they got three timeouts, they could have kicked the field goal.
For what?
Man, that motherfucker ain't got but one timeout left.
Oh, okay. I don't know how many timeouts they had left.
He got no time out, so now it's over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He said it's over, Larry?
It's over.
They said it's over. That was fourth. That was fourth and goal then. That was fourth and goal, and they put a minute and 46 seconds left, and now Baltimore got the ball.
Yeah.
That's over.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
I told everybody Baltimore gonna win.
Well, at least San Francisco made a game out of it.
Yeah, it did. It came back.
Yeah, they said that somebody went over there and pulled the power out of the building.
They sure did. That was some old funky stuff.
Yeah, they did. That
stayed out. It stayed out like 27 minutes.
Yeah, about 27, 30 minutes.
Man was holding it. They ain't call that. Uh-oh.
He was holding
it? That's the ass. Yeah, he was holding it when he was in his zone and let him go. They didn't call it.
Sure did.
That's the ass.
Now, you can see it right there.
Yeah, you get 5 yards, you can hold though.
I was gonna say, yeah, he got five yards. Yeah, he got 5 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got 5 yards. Yeah, Ray Lewis going out in style.
Yeah, that's a good thing for him to go out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are you holding him?
Oh no, nah, that's a good no call.
You got that right. Could he catch that?
No, it was out of play.
Yeah, he couldn't have caught
that. Yeah, because it wasn't in the field of play.
Super Bowl week in New Orleans and not Mardi Gras the next. Boy, they going to make some money down there in New Orleans in 2 weeks, boy.
It's the last play?
No.
Oh, Ravens got the ball.
Yeah.
Dang
it.
Oh, it's over. What's that?
It's over. Countdown.
Did you ever get that quarter lock in?
Huh?
Did you ever get Winston
locked
in?
No, they said they got to go down there and they got to shake the car down. They made some changes.
Oh, shit. Hey,
BT,
you motherfucking
cheerleader,
anybody else say that? You have a
fucking
kid.
Man, look here, man.
It's understandable when you're too scared, though, huh?
Hold on,
like
hold
I said.
On. Hey, CC, open up. CC, if you can open up Wick Mike, he just put his hand up. 901-2877.
Now there you go. Your answer, Chemo.
Yeah.
Wick.
Leon, don't you start, man.
What you want to ask me, Chemo?
Hey, Wick, you're on.
Why you ain't locked in with
Donye yet, man?
Because Donye wanted to run the green car. He didn't want to run this King Kong car. He wanted to run the King Kong car. I'll lock him in right now for Hattiesburg, not for Lena. He can lock in 1,000 on 5,000.
Man, you said you're going to run me with the Camaro. That's what happened. Or I mean, with the
That's why we didn't lock in. That's why we didn't lock in, Kimo, because he wants to run what he wants to run.
No,
run
no, no man,
King
go
Kong.
Back, go back,
I run
man.
Him with King Kong.
Man, you said you're gonna run me with the Camaro, man.
Okay,
that's what
I just
you said,
told
man.
I just told you what I run you with. I run have King Kong over there. If you want to run King Kong,
you told me you weren't even gonna have
that
car there. You said you weren't even gonna have the car, Lena, man.
I did not say I'm not gonna have King Kong there, sir.
You said you weren't gonna have it there. You weren't gonna have no driver. That's what you said.
In Lena. I said I would lock you in Hattiesburg, $1,000 on $5,000. I would run you in Hattiesburg with King Kong.
What happened with the Camaro, man? Or Junior? What happened with Junior?
And Kimo, you got that too.
What happened with Junior?
Now, that's why they won't lock in because of that.
Because you didn't just change it all up.
I ain't changing nothing up. I'm telling you what you can get, man.
Okay. What happened with Junior, man?
Yeah. I told you if I make a good shake in Junior, with Junior and Lena, I would run you with Junior and Lena. That's
okay,
what
that's what I just said. That's what I just said, you said.
But Kimo talking about why we ain't locking up. That's why we ain't locking up.
Okay, yeah, but that's what I just said, you said.
But we can lock up. We can lock up.
I can't lock something in. But damn, man, Goku ain't locking shit in either.
Okay, I'm trying to lock in right now with you, Kimo. I
yeah,
locked
Lena,
you
come
in Hattiesburg.
Put 28s on that motherfucker.
That's why we can't lock up. That's
hey,
why
listen.
We can't lock up.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock you in for 1-on-5 in Lena.
Didn't I just say I ain't going to have a driver for King Kong?
Okay, I'm going to lock you in for Hattiesburg.
Lock me in for Hattiesburg then. 1-on-5.
Yeah, so, okay. So, with my Regal.
Well, against King Kong.
Okay, so ain't no stiffs on nothing, right?
Yeah, you say you're going to have 28s or 29s on.
No, I didn't say nothing. I didn't say that.
That's why we can't lock in. That's why we can't lock in.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Like I said before, and we talked about it.
Okay.
When you shake down little Junior.
Yeah.
If you look good to me, down on your ass, I'm going to go.
Right. And when my new car get ready, 98, I ain't no stiffs. You can have what you want to have.
Okay.
You can have what you want to have. I don't care.
Long as you don't outclass me.
I'm gonna have small tires on with the new car. It's gonna be small tires.
It's gonna be 29s or 315s. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right,
small
tires.
And you can have your 33s on with your Willy Ball.
Okay, long as you don't come with no chassis car with 315 on and all that, as long as you don't outclass me, you can get action, man.
Man, you can look at the car. I don't know what a chassis car is.
Okay, well.
I'm going to let you determine that, what the car is.
Okay.
But it won't be no stilts with me. It won't be no stilts.
Okay, but you got to get it ready first, so.
Yeah, it won't be long. It won't be long.
Okay.
It won't be long. It'll be ready in March.
In March?
Yeah, it'll be ready in March.
Okay. Don't you have a race down there
y'all coming back?
March 17th.
When is it?
March 17th.
Okay.
And Kimo, if you want to know why we ain't locking no races in, because you won't lock in, I'll lock you in. $1,000 on $5 in Hattiesburg, 8 miles.
Right, get it to Lena with 28, and I'll lock your motherfucking ass in.
That's why we can't lock no races in. I'm not gonna have a driver.
You know what though? He just come on the show the other night and said he had a driver over with him. He didn't know if he was gonna make it.
I said for the junior car. I have a driver.
Goddamn, Kimo, I believe you be eat too goddamn much.
Yeah,
you climbed up your goddamn heel, man.
He ain't racing. That's what's wrong with him. He can't remember nothing because he ain't racing.
I'm racing, but you were right. I ain't going to have a driver. I can show you told Leon you have a driver, but you wasn't going to give him the back tire.
Hey, Kimo, I'm, I might, when we get over to Lena, I might try you with Junior and Lena.
through the 8th.
That's good.
You just had your garbage. You just had your bankroll ready. You had some stacks over there.
Let's be ready. I'm paying all my bills.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait out.
Make sure you had you some racks over there, buddy. Cause I'm coming at you. I can promise you that. Think I'm staying up. Think I've been up 48 hours, 72 hours for nothing. We coming to race.
You have, cause you ain't locked in. Now here's a man ready to lock in, but you scared to lock in.
Why I'm scared to lock in, sir?
Girl, you got
tell
money
me why in. I'm scared to lock in, sir. I got money. I got race cars. Why I'm scared to lock in?
You tell me. Now you tried to lock in for me.
Because I told him I might not have a drive. Why would I lock him in? And my driver might not get out of work.
Wait a minute now. You just said you had a driver for the little car.
For the junior car. He keep wanting to run out. I wasn't really trying to run him with the junior car, to be honest with you. I was trying to run him with King Kong. At my best. But Miss Brown and let Junior show me something I need to see. Just let Junior show. And it ain't going to be what I think it should run. It'll be just a decent number. I don't have to run what I think the car going to run somebody. If it runs just a decent number, I'm going to tell him to get his ass now.
I bet you ain't going to tell him that.
Hey, Timo, I'm going to tell you, well, how about I tell you this? Make it even better. I tell you
You might not even have to tell me that. I might be over at your trailer telling you that if after I get through with these lockers over there.
Well, that's why I can't get locked in. You sitting on the phone.
Hey, you know what, though? I fuck around run King Kong. I run King Kong out that motherfucking back door.
Yeah,
put your motherfucking drag rails on that bitch.
Oh, Baltimore poured it out.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. One thing about it, one thing for certain.
No. I put your drag rails on that wrong Kong out that back door.
I don't understand what you're saying. What you say, sir?
I put your drag rails on and I run Kong out that back door.
Put them on?
Yeah.
I got them on. What are you talking about?
You going to run out that back door with Kong?
No.
Yeah, okay.
I just told you 8 miles.
I want one pound at my best.
You at your best at your back though. You need to tell. I don't believe that Chris Toon can tune him to the 8. Chris Toon can tune him to the quarter.
Well, I'm trying to run you to the quarter with pound.
I don't know where you get that stuff. Talking about your kind fast into the quarter mile. Or, I don't know what kind of turbo you got on that thing.
It ain't fast. But I run Kong out that back though.
Yeah, I know you will, man. You know, I really would have ran you out the back door, but actually, my engine man just told me that I shouldn't run a car without a what's the tank you call when you put on the front of the engine?
Hey man, I don't know none of that.
Well, I'm just telling you. Told me a dry sump. He said you shouldn't run a wet sump motor out the back door. And I just found that out because I was running King Kong out the back door, but you're not supposed to run a wet sump motor out the back door. That's what
I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Well, that's what my engine builder told me, and that's what I'm going by. He said if you got a dry sump.
He's trying to save you an ass whooping. That's what he's doing.
But no, he don't really care because if I blow it up, it would cost me money to get it fixed. So it really don't care. Bro. You really don't care about that.
I won't run that big ass mod motor. What do I call them? Big ass mod motors or whatever. I won't run that bitch out that
thing. We just whatever we buy. We don't know what they is. I don't think you want to run nobody, man. We'll see one. One thing about it, you ain't gonna be able to lie about it.
Run your ass in the street right there.
You ain't got but 6 days to keep flogging, boy. You got for 6 days, 6-7 days, and then
don't
you got to
fuck around like you down there. You gonna fuck around and gonna be the predator down there.
One thing about me, either I'm gonna win or I'm gonna lose down there. I ain't gonna talk. I can bet that. I ain't gonna fold.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. The money don't fold. Money don't fold, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna fold. I bet you that.
Well, hey, wait, you already on the phone. Diane told you he was going to run you.
Yeah,
Camaro,
yeah.
And your ass
and we'll
fold.
See, we'll
don't
see
say
what
you don't
fold. Diane want to run a one copper, want to run a conventional head, copper one kid on it, man, on 28. That's what Diane
asked
me to run.
Man, he ain't never seen up under that motherfucker,
man. Well, I'm going to have the hood off. He ain't going to have to do nothing but see it. One thing about it, when I get over to Hattiesburg,
I really didn't know what the car had on. That's just what you
well,
told
you,
me.
I'm telling you the truth, too. Ain't no defense in the truth. One thing about it, Dunye, when I get over to Hattiesburg, we'll see if you want to run me.
Okay.
King Kong. We'll see if you want to run King Kong.
Okay.
As long as
it ain't no steps, we gonna play, man.
Yeah, ain't no steps with me.
If I put the 29s on, I don't want to run King Kong.
You don't? Well, that's what we ain't got to talk about this no more.
No, you didn't. Hey, man. Biz done whooped me twice on them 29. What you going to get?
I ain't got no problem with you not running King Kong, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I really don't want to ask for nothing. That's why I said I'm going to put the big ties on my tray.
Well, now my buddy Harold and them coming with a back half car with 33s on it.
Okay. There's going to
be plenty of stuff over there.
I know it is. Hey, man.
That we can accommodate you with.
Okay, but yo, I'm just telling you, man, your tree ain't the only tree I'm barking up, so.
No, you ain't barking up mine because you don't want no action.
Okay.
You want to put your 33s on to run me.
No, I don't, man. I want to put the 29s on, man.
Right, but you want to run the Predator car. You
no,
run
I don't.
Junior.
You
don't
that's what
you
told me you was going to run me with, man.
No, I didn't. You actually run the Camaro. Actually, I thought you was talking about the red Camaro.
That's the Camaro I thought we was talking about at first.
It's not ready. I told you it's not ready.
Okay.
And I said we had another car that we bring it.
And then you told me you had Junior.
And I said we bringing Junior.
Right. So I said, okay, we're gonna run that. You said
now
you gotta make it, you gotta shake it down, you made some changes.
But why would you wanna run that? And I told you I would run you with King Kong in Hattiesburg.
What you mean why would I want you figure that out, why would I wanna run that car?
I can't figure it out.
You can't figure it out. I'm gonna tell you. I want to run Junior because I think that's the fastest car. So I want to run your fastest car.
Oh, okay.
No. That's why.
One thing about it, man. I've been doing this since I was 13, man. You can't, you know, all that playing and.
Hey, man, I'm not playing, man. What you mean?
Well, one thing about I'm gonna run your King Kong, and if you want to run King Kong, cool with me. If you don't, cool with me.
Listen, this is how I see it, man.
Because you ain't nobody to run nowhere. You've been barking and hollering all year. You ain't ran nobody.
Well, you're right. I ain't ran nobody down there.
Get in the way, man. That was.
I ain't ran nobody down there because we ain't been traveling down there.
Your mouth and get in the way.
Man, who you done with? How many races you had last year, man?
I ain't 17.
Huh?
17.
Who you done ran? Who you done what?
17, yeah. How many races I had?
17.
Man.
Now ask me how many I had.
I don't know.
Oh,
how many you done had?
I didn't know you had 17.
How many you done had?
So I didn't know you had 17.
Okay, I just told you 17. How many you done had?
Okay, we had about 13. We ain't had that many.
You did pretty good.
Yeah. We had a lot of problems this year.
You did pretty good. I'm glad you didn't get in my way.
Oh, okay. I was trying when you came up here.
You sure didn't say nothing.
Man, get out of here, man. Stop it.
You did not say nothing about running.
Stop it, man. Stop it. Stop it.
When I came to Chicago.
Stop it now. Stop it.
Nothing about running me.
Stop it.
Because I'm going to explain to you what I was going to do.
Stop it, man.
Back to my tuna, this. If Ben wouldn't have ran me, I was going to run you.
Okay, but I'm saying you want Ben, so you could have.
Right.
Listen, you want Ben, you should have gambled with his money. It don't make sense. If I whoop you, I'm gonna try somebody I might not try.
Right,
I might not normally try with your money.
If you gave me no action, I was gonna ask you for some action.
But I'm saying, man, why wouldn't you gamble? What, you stopping at one race? So when you get to Lena, if you win one race, you done?
No, no, listen to me.
That's what I'm saying. So you take the money you just won, you gamble with cars that you wouldn't normally race.
I did gamble some more. I won more money. I did gamble some more.
You ain't race somebody else.
Well, no, I did.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. But I want money off 7 months. I want money off all the rest.
That ain't what I'm talking about,
well,
though.
You didn't, one thing about it, you didn't come over there and say, do you want to run me? You didn't come over there and say nothing to me.
When we were standing on the line, I think I did tell you that.
No, you didn't. One thing you said on the line.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's back up. Let's stop for a minute. Let's stop.
You ain't say shit.
Let's stop. Hold on. I want to run King Kong in Hattiesburg. There it is.
When we get there, I'll let you
know.
Okay.
Well, the only reason why we ain't going to lock in is because I don't know what he's going to have on his car, and I'm not going to ask him to take nothing off his car.
Okay.
So when I get over there and see what you got on your car, and I think I can beat you, then we can lock that in.
Okay.
But we can lock in. You know we can lock in if we.
But all I'm telling you, if I'm coming in my best. If I need to come in my best to run you.
Okay, well, that's what I need to do too, then, sir, to run you.
Okay.
I'm waiting on me a back half car that I can stick some 33s under to run you.
In the meantime, in between time,
uh-huh.
I plan on having these 29s on all year.
Get fucked up then.
Okay, listen here, man.
That's all you got to do.
Listen to what I'm finna say now. Now, you like I was finna tell you before, you didn't whoop the shit out of Biz. Biz didn't whoop me twice. So, King Kong might be a little too much for me. But listen to what I'm finna tell you, though.
I'm listening.
I'm going to run Junior. I'll run Junior if y'all get it right.
Yeah.
If you like what you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, if I whoop Junior, I'm going down on King Kong's ass.
See, I don't like to play games.
It ain't no game. It's just I'm going to keep going. I'm just telling
you. If I run you and you got 29s on, I'm going to run you with King Kong, man. I'm not going to run you with Junior, okay? I'm going to run you
okay,
with
so, so even if you
and
make
you
a good shakedown in Lena.
If you whoop me.
If you make
me,
a good shakedown in Lena, you're not even entertaining that thought with me, huh?
Yeah, I might.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Don't look forward to that.
I ain't looking forward to it. I mean, if you make a good shakedown, you feel you want to play, then we're going to play.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
I ain't looking forward to running your slowest car, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, man, if I whoop that car, believe me, I ain't going to stop there.
Yeah. But I don't know where you're going to stop because you ain't ran nobody all year, so you did some stopping somewhere. So I don't know.
Oh, well, okay. If you say so.
Well, how can you, you know,
if
y'all
Kimo, you ain't
ran
nobody. You don't even need to
you
be talking
run nobody
about who ain't
got that
motherfucking
King
Kong. You ain't ran no goddamn back.
Man, you ain't ran. I run Biz last year. I got my ass whooped, but I ran, motherfucker.
You ain't ran no motherfucker. I'll run you.
You ain't going to run me when I get down there.
Man, who? Kimo.
You. And I.
Kimo. I will run you, man,
yeah.
To the eighth man.
Yeah,
that is weird, man.
I'm talking about Lima. What you gonna do with the car in Lima?
I'm gonna goddamn do what I wanna do in Lima. Wherever I do, wherever I go. What I wanna do.
Yeah. You ain't gonna run in Lima though, huh? All your races gotta be in Hattiesburg, huh?
No, I didn't say that. Now, here's all my race got to be ahead. So we get the junior car over there, the prep car over there, we make a few shakes. We liable to run anybody. There's no telling.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I really want to watch y'all make a shake down.
But you say you wanted to lock in. You talking about locking in.
You ain't trying to lock in, man.
Okay.
You don't want to lock nothing in unless it's King Kong, right?
Right. Now you got them figuring out. You comprehend a little bit. What grade you make it to?
Why you ain't locking that other car in?
Because I ain't made no shakes with those cars, man.
right.
Change it.
Well,
I ain't making
the same way. My car ain't made a shakedown either, so I can't lock nobody.
Well, then you need to say you ain't trying to lock in, because I am trying to lock in with King Kong.
No, you ain't. Not at Lima, you ain't.
I ain't got no. I ain't got this. No, I don't have no drive over there, right? I already told you that, because I ain't got to make no shake with that motherfucker.
I can't lock nobody in. I got
a navigation on that.
It's zero going to be all right after Lima.